cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the Ophrah.
Good morning, wonderful people, great beer friends. Wherever you are on this planet Earth, once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission on this very day, the fourth day of September in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately a minute past 7 a.m. here in London, the United Kingdom, and the same time in our blessed and sceptered Biafra land. I must welcome you, irrespective of where you are, because if you check your time now, it will also be exactly 2 minutes past the top of the hour. We welcome you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission this morning by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our beloved Biafrans on the western fringes of the world. We mean Canada, in the USA, in Mexico, in Brazil, in Trinidad and Tobago, in Jamaica, in Venezuela, and in Peru. These are the people that came forth to identify themselves as Biafrans, and we are marching forward determined and very, very resolute to do what is right before God and before man. We come to you this very morning in our usual style. We come to you twice every blessed day, in the morning and in the evening, going by the time in Biafra land, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. You may get it at various times depending on where you are. I will always ask you without fail to please inform those around you, tell friends and family that you are listening to Radio Biafra. Please ask them to come and join us and tell them that we run an interactive session. If they call us, they will be able to get through to us. Their calls we put through live on air. Any advice, any suggestion, any opinion, any disagreement, any debate can be heard on this very platform. We do not censor people. We allow you to speak your mind, which is exactly how we want the new Biafra to be. A place where people speak their mind and must do so in truth and in all honesty. There has to be consistency. There has to be some semblance of diligence. We must apply ourselves to our task. We are doing our own work here at the editorial board of Radio Biafra. The Directorate of State is doing their own work. Various active coordinators and zonal coordinators are doing their own work. We expect them to go on to continue to do so. And in so doing and collectively, that is how Biafra is going to come in truth and honesty. Therefore, wherever you are, you must tell those around you. You must also tell your friends and your relatives. Say, for instance, if you have friends and relatives in the UK, ask them to attend the UK family meeting. If you have them in Mexico, ask them to attend the Mexican family, the nearest family meeting to them. Ask people wherever they are you attending? Have you been? Do you intend to attend the closest family meeting to you in order for us to be able to utilize your intellect, to utilize your intelligence, to mix it all up together with those other people who are making similar suggestions in order for us to go forward to get what is rightfully ours, our own freedom, which is why we are here. The reason why we established Radio Biafra is to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty, and in so doing be able to infuse into the minds and into the brains of our people some semblance of intelligence, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be able to build a new viable country, a new civilized country. You don't do that by just mere wishful thinking, or else we become like any other African country. We don't intend to do that. What we want to do is to build a civilization worthy of the habitation of the Most High God anytime He decides to come down to earth once again. Therefore, wherever you are, irrespective of what you are doing, irrespective of your place of abode, be it any continent on this earth, any country, any city, any town, we welcome you. We welcome you by asking you to please go to satellite. Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster. We are on satellite and we are praying by the grace of God. Very, very shortly, I promise you, we shall be on FM as well. We are doing all we can to make sure that that is a reality. You must try and bear with us. We are doing all we can to get our transmitter to work. Believe you me, we are doing it. Not very easy, a very expensive project, but we are doing all we can. Everything that we pledged, everything that we promised, we are delivering or on the verge of delivering. You must keep faith with us. We have never failed before. We don't intend to fail now. In the same vein, we ask you, please, never ever to fail your country. If you fail us, you have failed Biafra. If you fail us, you have failed your people. The memory of the 5.2 million people dead, over a million children starved to death, would have been in vain. And we must remember, for those of us who rightfully go for to proclaim, that our obligation, my obligation, is to the dead and not to the living, for their pain and their suffering must be brought forth to manifest on this very earth by making sure that we establish a free and independent Republic of Biafra. That is the only way we can honor them. I have chosen to honor them by making sure that everything I do is geared towards the restoration of the absolute and uncompromising sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. I don't intend to retreat nor surrender, and I believe that those of them who are with us on this very journey will not do so either. As long as we must and should remain without fear before our enemies, because there is nothing to be afraid of than fear itself, we are without fear before our enemies. When Lugard came to create the damnable zoological republic, he sought no permission from anybody. Therefore, we are not duty bound to seek the permission of any human being in order for us to be free. Freedom is a universal concept, very expensive to acquire. We know that very well, but we will not spare any particular effort in order to make sure that we are set free from the bondage, from the cloud of iniquitous existence, from the darkness that has enveloped what you now know as the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We don't intend to stop until Biafra comes. That is the only thing for us to do. That is the right thing to do. And I do not believe that Almighty God in heaven would have sent us forward. I do not believe that Chukwu Abiama would have asked me to come if he is to come halfway and abandon me. It is impossible to do so. I never wanted to do this. It was not in my forte to do this. I tried to become an airline pilot. My parents said no, it was impossible to do so. They wouldn't allow me to become one. They said I should study law. Instead, I chose to read economics and to study politics. I never thought for one day that I'll be doing what I'm doing right now. But since Chukwu Abiama determined that I should come, I must do so with every amount of dedication, with every diligence, with everything in my arsenal, with everything in my position, in my possession. Everything that I am, that I have, I will commit to the liberation of our people, because no man asked us to come, only Chukwu Abiama did. That is where we must go for to do this thing and do it properly as well. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of God in heaven and not of man, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, all that we have accomplished in the past, all that we are presently accomplishing, all that we are going to accomplish in the future, we offer in absolute submission to the name of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama. that he may dwell with us, that he may come down and continue to strengthen us, to encourage us to go forth, to do his work, which he himself sanctioned in heaven. That is why we must go forth. That is why we must do what is right. That is why Biafra must come, if not for any other thing, but for his name's sake. Because with the coming of Biafra, so will his name be honored, praised, blessed, and glorified forever and ever. Through Biafra, mankind will once again know about the presence, the magnificence, the grace, and the mercy of the Almighty God. That is why we do what we do. That is why Biafra must come, which will be offered up as well as sacrifice to the Most High God. People don't understand. We are not mixing religion with politics. We are merely acknowledging where we come from, because you cannot come from somewhere without making constant reference to that very place. As for us, the children of the Most High God, we came, descended directly from the bowels of heaven. We came direct from heaven. Because we are the children of God, the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Wherever you are, whatever thing that it is that you are doing, we welcome you. We continue to encourage you. We ask you once again to please get your pen and paper ready, because here it is a citadel. Here is the temple of truth. Here is a university. Here you will acquire everything you need to know regarding your existence as a person, how you became part of the monkeys in the zoo called Nigeria, and how you are now removing yourself from there to become a human being once again in that land called Biafra. Get your pen and paper ready. Take down our telephone numbers with which you can contact us when our lines open. And for those of you joining us for the very first time, we run an interactive session. Radio Biafra runs an interactive session. If you call this number when our lines open, we will be able to take your call. The number is +44 or 0044, because we are in the UK and elsewhere. This is a universal number. Wherever we go to, this number will be active. This number will be functional. The number is +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 208 133 9976. We have another number as well, considering that we are in the United Kingdom. That very number is +44 78 313 08 376. I repeat, +44 78 313 08 376. We are also on Skype. We are on two Skype lines today, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Wherever we are, wherever we are gathering as a family, attending our meetings and supporting the effort of Radio Biafra, you are welcome to join us this very fine morning. And we ask you to tell those around you to also join us as well. Once again, the number is +44 208 133 9976. That is the line. And also the other number as well is +44 78 313 08 376. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1 on Skype. That is how you're going to get through to us. Once the very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlow, Barrister Mamizu, is able to join us, I shall bring him to you. I shall bring the barrister to you. But right now, we are reminding everybody, wherever you are, not to forget to support the effort that we are making to restore Biafra. Not very cheap at all. Extremely expensive. We have mouths to feed at home. And it is our duty and responsibility to do so. We must feed them. We must take care of them. We must make sure that they are in good health and in good shape to continue to serve our people. Not many of us can make the same sacrifice that these men and women have made in order to ensure that they serve our country. Therefore, we must be appreciative. Therefore, we must do all we can to support them. But starting from tomorrow, there will be a new arrangement altogether, and I shall be making that announcement live on air. We are asking those of them calling us now, please, not to call, because our lines are not open yet. Our lines are not open yet. This is Radio Biafra. When it will open, we shall inform you. wherever you are, once again, we are welcoming you that this is Radio Biafra Live AM transmission. We come to you twice every blessed day, and we are here to serve the interest of our people, and in so doing, ensure that they are set free from slavery, from bondage, and from the iniquitous and damnable existence in that very contraption known as the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, where everything dies, where men rise up to kill men, where monkeys rise up to kill other monkeys, where chimpanzees are roaming very freely, where the politicians are criminals, are certified rogues and looters, where everything is done upside down, where despite the presence of bitumen, of crushed stones, despite the presence of civil engineers, there are no roads, where we do not have electricity, there is no water, people are wallowing in abject poverty, unimaginable deprivation, people are being ostracized, people are being marginalized, people are being rendered economically destitute. There is no hope in that very place. You hold a Nigerian passport and it is a sign that you should be shot dead. That is what we are looking to change. That is why we want Biafra. If you do not want to continue in such a society, in such a place where there is no value for life, where there is no regard for hard work, then you must join us to seek an end to that very entity of Satan. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. Our work is ongoing. Because of the sensitive nature of our work, we are not at liberty to come on Radio Biafra to announce every blessed day what we are doing. We cannot do that. That will lead us to compromise the sensitivity. It will lead us to compromise the efforts that men and women are making on the ground to ensure that we are successful. Therefore, if there is nothing to tickle people's fancy, we are not like Wazurike. I can never be compared to him. He's a vagabond and a criminal. We don't do a stunt a week. 1 week, you pull off one stunt. If it's not Biafra currency to say that Biafra is coming, it is Biafra passport, Biafra ID, Biafra polo, Biafra t-shirt, Biafra cap, Biafra shoe, all that rubbish. We don't do that nonsense here. We walk on the ground very silently. When the time comes for us to unleash what we have at our disposal, we shall be able to do so. But until that time comes, we are not going to compromise the integrity of very sensitive operations by announcing them live on the air. But one thing is paramount. We are not, I repeat, terrorists and can never be. We are mere freedom fighters seeking to be free. The same thing that United States of America did to be free is exactly what we are doing. The same thing that the French people did to be free is what we are doing. The same thing that ordinary men and women in Britain did, in England did, when they beheaded Charles I under Cromwell and the Commonwealth is what we are doing. We want to be free. Even Britain that we are in, at a particular time in their history, ordinary people rose up against tyranny and said enough is enough. Their king then was King Charles I. He was beheaded. They cut off his head to tell him that he was too tyrannical to rule them. They wanted to be free. That is why you have a legislature called the House of Commons, where the power resides, the House of the Common People. Ordinary people, common people make the laws in England. You can have the flowery outing of Queen Elizabeth II, but the actual power resides in the office of the Prime Minister, who is elected by those of them voted into the House of Commons. Common people, ordinary people, hold sway here. Most of you don't know this. But this is Radio Biafra. You learn every blessed day. We have gotten suggestions that we should theme our broadcast from next week after the meeting of the editorial board of Radio Biafra. We shall go forward to try to implement some of these so that every day we have a designated topic for discussion, or we theme that very day's broadcast to gear us towards one particular outcome, to understand in greater detail a particular opinion, an idea, a concept as to how we are going to get Biafra. Therefore, we welcome you wherever you are. Your support is needed, very, very needed. Every blessed day, every blessed second, every blessed minute, you must continue to do what is right. You must continue to participate in every activity. We welcome those of you who are listening silently. I never knew the number of people who listen under the bed. Some of them hide behind their wife's dressing table and mirror to listen to Radio Biafra. Some of them put on earpiece. When the wife asks them, what are you doing? They say, oh no, there's this new music they're listening to. But in actual fact, they're listening to Radio Biafra because everybody listens to Radio Biafra, including Jonathan. Everybody listens. Obama listens to Radio Biafra. There is no government of the world that doesn't listen to Radio Biafra because even they themselves are yearning for the truth. They also wish to learn, and together we are all learning as one unstoppable, indefatigable, indisputable family of people all over the world seeking their freedom. And this is Radio Biafra. Once again, we welcome you. We must therefore go to our news headlines and accompanying news summary. And as I said previously, as soon as the very imminent barrister Anthony Atlow, Barrister Mamizu, is able to join us, I will not hesitate to bring him to you. Boko Haram, once again, the terrorist group, the Hausa Fulani, that have branches also in Biafra land. Most of you don't know that even Boko Haram, they have branches through APC. They also have their own Biafran groups. Most of you don't know that. They try to copy what we are doing. They try to pretend and confuse people that they are us. But they can never be us. There is only one Radio Biafra, as acknowledged by every decent commentator in the Zoological Republic. Only one Radio Biafra, fearless. Before we came on board, Jonathan's administration did not want to pay Biafran pensioners. We told them, after I addressed them at Enugu, that your pension will be paid. Your gratuity will be paid. And today, most of them have been paid. Therefore, we are letting the world know that we operate very, very silently. We put pressure where it is needed. The outcome of our campaign against the Malaysian government, we are waiting for. We must continue until they stop killing our people. We make things happen on Radio Biafra because we speak, and those in the know, they listen. After this very effort, we are also going to ensure that our people incarcerated or held in various detention centers across Biafra land and all over the zoo are released, including the BZM people. We are putting everybody on notice that we are going to do everything humanly possible to ensure the release of Benjamin Nwanwoka and those of them being held in various detention centers around the zoo. We don't want that to continue. They have done nothing wrong and they deserve to be released. Boko Haram cannot get amnesty, 3 million naira each of them, to go and buy the Hilux vans they're using today to attack the same zoo army. Whilst our own people are languishing, the time for this type of "I am pleading with you" approach may be slowly coming to an end. We want those people released. Jonathan, you must release the people in your custody. We are telling you that we want them released. They are harmless. They are not doing anything that nobody in their position would have done in order to highlight the plight, the deplorable plight of their people. Therefore, we are asking the zoo government, we are asking those of them that claim they believe in peace, to prevail upon good Lord Jonathan and his administration to expedite the release of Benjamin Nwanwoka and the other Biafrans being held at various detention centers all around the zoo. That must happen, and happen very, very quickly, because our patients can no longer continue to hold. We plead with them to understand reason and release those in their custody. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work, and in so doing, ensure that we continue to educate ourselves and the whole world in the process. Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram captures another border town, Banki in Borno. Banki in Borno. And those of them using the name of Biafra to serve APC Hausa Fulani, they are dead men walking. I remind them once again. Dead men walking. All preparations they can make, they can make. They can do everything within their powers to prepare. Make the finest preparations. One outcome is certain. You will fall. You will fall. The same way that Owasuki has fallen, and I told him so that you will fall, he has fallen. The only thing left for us now to do is to ensure that vultures do indeed consume his corpse. That's a pledge I made to him, and that will also come to pass. Anybody messing about with the name Biafra, anybody working with Hausa Fulani, anybody working with APC, with Rocha Sokorocha, you people are enemies of our people. You are sent by Satan to destroy the work of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. You will not prevail. You will be overcome. You will be crushed. You will be defeated and you will die in the process. We assure you of that. Do all the preparations you can. All of it that you can. This is Radio Biafra. They said that the zoo is the 26th largest economy in the world, according to Jonathan doing his money doubling. You know what is money doubling? You know, in those days, somebody will say to you, oh, if you have 10 naira, I can make it become 20 naira. And you ask the person, how about you? Why don't you double your own money first? They are doing money doubling in the zoo. They claim that the economy of the monkeys inhabiting the Zoological Republic is the 26th largest in the world, greater than South Africa, that is a major exporter of finished products. How they came to that rather laughable conclusion, I do not know. But now, here are the hard facts to hit our people. Because black people in Africa, especially the monkeys from the zoo, those called Nigerians, you love lies so much. If you want to get a black person, you lie to them. It's just like a woman coming up with the fact that if you want to combat Ebola, go and bathe in salt water. None of them rush to be drinking salt water. Because their mind is tuned to accept lies. Everybody is a liar. From the general overseer to the last deacon and deaconess to the person sweeping the church to the warden. Everybody is in. I don't know what people are doing with lying and deception. Here are the real facts. Nigeria is the 127th in global indices of competitiveness, which means you people are very wretched and very poor. You are not innovative. You don't do anything. You only dig up oil from the ground and you sell it. You don't manufacture anything else. You don't produce anything else. You only dig up oil from the ground. The few money you pay people, you set up mobile phone companies. 1 minute is 100 naira. That is how they make their money. Rentier economy, robbing Peter to pay Paul. That is all they do. Every money comes, every drop of oil comes from Biafra land. Not anywhere else. Despite being the largest economy, that's what they claim in Africa. The global competitor. I don't know. They keep repeating these lies, and after a while, they hope that Radio Biafra will go away so that these lies will stay. Nigeria is a very poor country. Very, very poor. You sell barrels of oil to import everything else that you need, and that thing cannot go round enough. If you claim you are rich, go to Aba. If you claim that the zoo is rich, go to any of the villages and see human suffering and pain. If Nigeria is rich, as we are being led to believe, how come people give birth and sell their babies to afford weave on? A girl cannot afford pant and bra unless she has a baby and sells of the baby to be used as human spare parts. Most of you do not know this, or you are aware of it, but you're burying your heads in the sand, pretending it is not going on. How can you be rich? I am incandescent with rage when people talk about the zoo being rich. They don't know the meaning of the word rich. It's like an Igbo man buying a 9-year-old Mercedes-Benz car, shipping it back to the village during Christmas and claiming, I have arrived. I have made money. I went abroad and made money. And I ask them, how about the person that bought it brand new? You know, from Tochineke. As Romumoto. 9-year-old vehicle. You are the 15th owner, possibly. And you want people to join you in church to thank God. How about when the car was new? Our people don't quite understand. But we'll continue. United States warns missing planes in Libya may be used for terrorist attack. Missing planes are in Libya, they claim. Our news this morning is quite rich, I must tell you. Community petitions Malamu Koracha over abandoned road in Imo State. These are the people who are using the name Biafra to work for Hausa Fulani people. We are in 88 countries. We have not activated them to do the other part of the work which they have been set up to do. Wherever they run to, we will find them. Wherever they go to, they are about to see. Wherever they go to, we shall find them. We tweeted yesterday. We are continuing to tweet. And we must do so in the full knowledge that Biafra is coming in truth and honesty. That this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We must do our work. And now, the news in greater detail. 24 hours after Boko Haram insurgents attacked Bama Town in Borno State, the sect members yesterday in a convoy of Toyota Hilux vehicles bought for them by Jonathan, I hasten to add, when he gave them $3 million each, in vehicles and motorcycles, took over another border town of Banki after killing unconfirmed number of residents as others fled to Cameroon. According to a resident, Ibrahim Musa, in a telephone interview from Cameroonian border village yesterday, the Nigerian Customs Services, the Nigerian, is it NCS, whatever they call them, they all have guns, all these people, ministers and parastatals. Nigerian Immigration Service, military and police posts in Banki border areas were deserted by security personnel manning them 2 hours after the attack on Tuesday night. Another town has fallen. The so-called territorial integrity we are committed to it is unraveling before the eyes of the world, that people may know that these people are wretched liars. Nobody believes in Nigeria, not even a single person. Where are the Yoruba people at the GHQ, defense headquarters? Rubbish. Where are the so-called chief of army staff, chief of lieutenant staff, chief of sand staff, chief of sea staff? Where are they? Where are they? They said they went to Sandhurst. They went to the finest military schools in the world. Where are those skills? They remind me of failed Nigerian engineers. I'm an engineer. If you don't call him an engineer, he'll get upset. But now it has happened. Now it has come. Why is it that they are not doing what they claim they are supposed to do? They cannot go to war. Town after town is falling. The reason why we lament is because we must be prepared. The zoo cannot defend you. That is why we highlight all this news, that only Biafrans can defend Biafra. The same way we are defending the lives of our people in Malaysia, it is our responsibility, our duty to defend our land. Some of you may not know it. I have asked this question before. They said, oh, we go somewhere. And they said, no, Biafra, all this Biafra you're doing, where is it going? One is saying, I need to build a house first, and then after that, I'll come and do Biafra. And I keep asking this question, I keep posing this question all the time. During the war and after, there were Hausa Fulani men. They raped Igbo women, they raped Biafran women, and those women gave birth to something resembling a human being. Where are those people? Some of them answer Obinna. Some of them answer Chukwuebuka. But inside them, the blood that is flowing through their veins are Hausa Fulani blood. The only way you will know that somebody is not fathered by a Hausa Fulani person is when you talk to them about Biafra, because Biafra is a spirit. Their reaction will tell you if indeed they are related to you or not. I have said it before, if you have siblings, if you have brothers and you have sisters and they are hostile to the idea of Biafra, go and ask your mother what went wrong. They can never be part of you. They can never be related to you. If you understand that and what it means to be a Biafran, you will also know that every blessed day you must walk tirelessly towards that very realization, towards that very goal, to know that Biafra is the only way or the only means through which or by which you will be able to praise God in truth and honesty. Despite being Africa's largest economy, which is a lie because they are not the largest economy, the largest economy is that of South Africa. Please, for goodness sake, people should stop talking rubbish. The largest economy is that of South Africa. The only thing that the zoo has is that you have oil coming from Biafra land, which you sell to import everything else, including toothpick, sand, and the expensive caskets with which you used to bury your useless, corrupt leaders. They have fallen to 127th position in global competitiveness. According to the Global Competitiveness Report 2014 to 2015, infrastructure, human and physical, continue to be Nigeria's toughest challenge. It is not a challenge. They eat the money. I don't know why people write so much rubbish all the time. Infrastructure is not a challenge. The only thing is that they eat the money. People don't sometimes know what an infrastructure is. Infrastructure are those, I will call them utility projects, designed to facilitate the ease or the growth of the economy, the ease of the movement of goods and services. That is why a bridge is an infrastructure. A sewage system is an infrastructure. The road you see is an infrastructure. The transport network not transport, not road, not Kenele Ichuku or Ife Sinachi. I mean, infra, transport means roads, trams, trains, aeroplanes. These are infrastructure, something that will facilitate economic growth. Do you have anywhere you come from? The answer is no. And let us look at the reason why. They said that the second Niger Bridge, which never existed, Jonathan came and told Igbo people who are, because we are liars, we are cheats, Igbo Natwasi, they love lies. That is why Jonathan can come and say to you, I am building a second Niger Bridge. You will expect that bridge to be on River Niger, is that correct? We have been through the length and breadth of River Niger, there is no bridge. Why would Igbo people accept the fact that a bridge is being built when in actual fact there is no bridge? They said work has commenced. Work has stopped. Work has been taken to Germany. They took the soil sample to USA. They took the water to sample the water with Mame water to Russia to go and check it. What nonsense is that? A bridge is an infrastructure. If you want to facilitate faster economic growth along that very riverbank, or if you want to deepen the economic ties between the Igbos in Asaba and those in Onitsha, you need to build a second Niger Bridge so that the bottleneck, because time is money. I don't know why I'm educating people like this morning. Time is money in business terms. When you have a luxurious bus stuck on River Niger as it is today for 6-7 hours, the economy is suffering. Therefore, you need to facilitate their movement by constructing another bridge. That bridge has not been constructed. There is no second Niger Bridge. In other words, the infrastructure that should have been built to help the global competitiveness of the zoo, because we are the hardest working people, they have decided not to do it. Who is to blame? Are you saying there is no money to build a second Niger Bridge? Of course there is money. After all the money in the zoo comes from Biafra land. But they have decided not to build it because they want to stifle the competitiveness of Biafran people, you see. And once you stifle Biafra, Africa is in darkness. Africa is in darkness. We continue. United States officials fear Islamic militants may have stolen nearly a dozen commercial planes in Libya, which could be used to carry out 9/11 style of terrorist attack in the region. 11 commercial jets operated by two state-owned airlines went missing last month after militant group Libyan Dawn overtook the international airport in the capital city of Tripoli. These are the mistakes Obama's advisors keep making all the time. And this is what I told them when I went to America. When I went to KLR studio in Los Angeles and was interviewed by my good friend, Mike Eisler. And of course, the interview I gave to Town Hall, which is the conservative, or should I say right-wing online publication of those of them in America that support the Republican Party. American advisors, they don't know what they're telling the president. You need natural allies. Those that will never attack you. Maybe it is because of oil, I don't know, but America no longer imports oil from anybody. They are now self-sufficient. They need to raise about $7 trillion between now and I think it is 2017 or so. So they've stopped all importation of oil. America is now self-sufficient in oil. So why do you keep supporting Islamic extremists by virtue of the policies you pronounce all the time? What happened in Iraq should have served as an example. Now that Gaddafi has been removed, can you see the monster that has been created? Airlines have gone missing. Planes gone missing. In other words, the Air Force and the air defense systems of the Western world must be at greater alert because they are coming. They said they'll bring jihad to the whole world, and they are coming. And if they face America and they face Europe to attack them, who is going to defend tiny Biafra? Biafrans. Because we will be overrun, we will be killed, we will be destroyed and decimated as a people. Therefore, we must make hay while the sun is still shining. Our people must know when the time comes. I will say, Unilekwanya Rashama, I told you so. The same thing I told the so-called Niger Delta people. Niger Delta, Delta Niger, South, 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 even Southern, more than the South Pole itself. What goes around comes around. History has a very funny way of repeating itself. If you think because you were killed in 66, 67 to 70, you'll not be killed again, you are mad. You will be killed again, even in greater and even in larger numbers. Now is the time for you to prepare. Anybody claiming I am Igbo, I don't want to do this, that person is an agent of Satan. That person, anybody telling you not to prepare to defend your land, that person wants your destruction as a race. Reminds me of what happened to the Jews in Europe. Some of them then started, you know, leaving. Some went back to Israel. Some went back. Some left Europe to go to America. Some ran to United Kingdom. Others said, no, we are in the mobile format. We are doing well in Czech Republic. We are okay in the Netherlands. We are okay in Germany. Things are looking up for us. Oh, don't worry, we are going to be okay. And what happened when the Nazis came? They slaughtered them in their millions. And then they started scrambling to go back to Israel. When they got there, the British told them they can't come in. That's what's going to happen to us. When I speak, you write it down on a piece of paper. Unless Chukwu Abiama finds grace in sufficient number of us to allow us to go and get Biafra, which I believe is what is going to happen. Or else, everything is gone. All of you will be destroyed. All of you will have to. You have no home to go to. And where you are in the Western world, Al-Qaeda and ISIS are coming. They have stolen planes in Libya. They have stolen a lot of planes, plenty of them. Over 12 planes in Libya to go and fly into buildings in Europe and in America. One day you could be at work, it would be your turn to die. Then in your next life, if you hear Biafra, you'll be running to Biafra as your savior. The Osera community in Oru, Western Government area of Imo State, have petitioned the Malam himself, the man who raised a group of very desperate and hungry people from London to try and start a Boko Haram version of Biafra, using the name of Biafra to disgrace themselves and their families, and not us. Lucha Sokrocha says he's a miracle worker in Imo State, lying and deceiving people. Because we are liars, we receive lies very well. Now they have written to him over an abandoned road. Everywhere is an abandoned roundabout. You start roundabout and you abandon it. They think people, of course, our people are foolish anyway. Not we think they're foolish. That is what is happening to us because we have refused to learn. We have refused to listen. We have refused to do what is right. That is why we are as poor as we are. That is the news today, an accompanying news headline. We must continue to tweet. Next week, Tuesday, is another tweet time. We are going to continue tweeting to ensure that Malaysian government do not continue the killing of our people. We don't want that to happen. We are also going to tweet because we need all the help that we can get. We have men to feed on the ground. We have an army to sustain. We have officers and staff to take care of back in Biafra land. It is our duty to take care of them, and we must do so. Therefore, this is the month of September. Every zonal, I repeat, every zonal coordinator will make sure that their monthly dues will come straight to Radio Biafra, not through your national anymore. It comes straight. My secretary, Obioma Ebere, will be contacting most of you. Our dear sister as well, Nen Naya from Germany, will be contacting most of you as well. The people or men and women of the Financial Council will be contacting zonal coordinators direct and, of course, briefing national coordinators as to the effort that we are making. We have things to do and we must be able to do them. Before the 10th of this very month, we expect every dues collected to be in to us, that we may continue the work that we are doing. There are many things happening, and we want our people to pay very close attention to it by making sure that our monthly dues do come in as at the right time. That is the only way we can fund our project, or else we go into criminality. So that nobody will blame us. In fact, I don't want... at a time, I'm beginning to look forward to it, to the day when you will say, yes, people should go and start stealing like other people. And then we can go and say, they asked us to go and steal. That's what we are doing. But we don't want to do that because we're the children of God. We are doing this in a very godly way, that Chukwu Abiama's name may be praised forever and ever. And we don't want to taint what we are doing with any form of criminality whatsoever. And our line shall open very shortly. But I must warn or caution those who are opening groups. If you want to open a group on Facebook where you are, you want to be associated with Radio Biafra, you must contact Carol Monday. You must contact our COC, Coordinator of All Coordinators, Uchenna Onyema, for us to tell you the protocol to use. Or else, Rotas Okorocha has people working for the zoo called Nigeria with the name of Biafra will infiltrate your group. They will mess up your brain, and by the time you know it, it is too late. Therefore, we ask you, if you wish to open any group, it must have Under Radio Biafra written on it. You must contact Carol Monday and also our COC, the Coordinator of All Coordinators. Please, Maze Onyema, you must contact him. Uchenna Onyema. Contact Carol Monday if you want to set up. There are groups popping up all over the place. You cannot be adding me to those groups. You add Uche Mefo, you add Barisiman Mezi, you add Carol Monday to them, thinking that somehow we can okay it. No, you have to go through the appropriate source. Everybody is free to open up any page, any group, wherever you like. But if you wish to be associated with Radio Biafra, please endeavor to go through Carol Monday, endeavor to go through our COC. Mazi Uchenna Onyema, very, very important. And as I said before, the deadline is the 10th. Before the 10th, we expect every zone in the world to have made their contribution for the month of September. We know that some people haven't even contributed since February of this very year. And we expect changes to be made. I expect the coordinators in those areas to be removed. I have said this before. I expect them to be removed. If they are not removed, I will announce them on the air and I will remove them myself. All the people not able to make any contribution for the past 4 months should be removed and relieved of their duties. They are not doing what is right. That is where people come. It's embarrassment to us. People calling from home saying there is no money to eat is an embarrassment to us. What courage does that give to our army who are starving in the bushes, preparing for what is to come, that we cannot afford to feed even those who the world can see? Talk less of those who the world cannot see. We cannot go on this way. Any country, any coordinating unit unable to meet up with their payment between now and the 10th of September will cease to exist. If we are only four, we know we are only four doing this. All this rubbish from everywhere, we do not quite understand. We should have presence in Hong Kong, in Taiwan. We have presence in Cambodia. We have presence in Venezuela. We have presence in South Korea. All of this, and also in Japan. All of these places must come to the fore. I would pay you what it is commitment. When you go to your useless Yoruba churches, you do so. You enrich Yoruba pastors and they buy private jets. They do nothing for you. They burn down your shops in Lagos. They deport even your own type back to Onitsha. Yet you go to Yoruba churches. When it comes to supporting your own country, you want us to beg you. We cannot beg anybody. If you want to do what is right, you do it. If you don't want to do it, that is your own business. But this is Biafra we're talking about. And Biafra is a spirit. It is a spirit. And very soon you shall find out why. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work in truth and in all honesty because Chukwu Abiama is our God. That is our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Now our lines are open. Please, if you're opening up any Facebook page or group or whatever it is, contact Carol Chidinma Monday, the Lolo herself, please, for us to be able to take things forward. I will say that I have to speak correct English because I'm an educated man. I believe with every certainty that the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamadou, is now with us. Please, barrister, if you can hear me, our people are waiting, and this is Radio Biafra AM offering on this very day, the fourth day of September in the year of our Lord, 2014. Please go ahead.
Good morning, director.
Good morning.
Good morning, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. Every day we're here talking to you, talking to the world, the importance of our restoration. We will always talk about Biafra restoration until Biafra is restored. We can never get tired. We will never relent. We will never give up unless we are not leaving. I thank you this morning, all of you, wherever you live, east, west, north, or south, wherever you are listening from, that the same thing we said yesterday is the same we will say today, the same we say tomorrow, until Biafra arrives within us, before us, and in all of us. I thank you for your listenership. I thank you, Director, for all. You are doing your very best, your utmost level, ensuring that all of us are alert at any given time. The news as always, is to bring about our people what is happening and what will always happen. Let me take issue with the same repetition of 26th largest economy. I remember when this news first broke, I think earlier part of this year, we did not hesitate to stop them in their tracks. That Nigerian economy is bigger than that of South Africa. We never believed it.
That is rubbish.
It is not true. It's not true up to today, Director.
Rubbish. What? Bigger than what? Bigger than who?
Nonsense. Let me go for our field. When they say that Nigerian economy, they mean Abuja, Lagos, Katsina, because this is the area. Director, of course. Don't forget, Aba is not Nigeria. Don't forget, Enugu is not Nigeria.
That's correct.
Don't forget that Owerri is not Nigeria. Don't forget that Anambra is not Nigeria. So when they say Nigeria is flourishing, yes, Abuja, of course, because all we have is going in there. Kano, yes, all we have is going there. Lagos, Biafrans are building Lagos to the finest level. Yet, when you go to Apapa, Idioro, you go to Morocco, You are talking about slum. The areas that as soon as rain falls, it will reach on people's neck. That is the area that is bigger than South Africa and richer than USA. That place, of course, it has expired, but it is still struggling and managing. It has expired since last year. And they carried on deceiving themselves with all the lies. They peddle with. We understand all this. Director, we are waiting for is the restoration of Biafra, so that Biafrans, we show them what is called the building of nation, the building of a place. Director, often than not, you teach them economy, you teach them history, you teach them engineering. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Only, Director, imagine we assemble Biafrans, good engineers, good doctors, good economists coming from Biafra land. Director, the reason why we are suffering today is envy. Envy. They do not want Biafrans to come out to answer their father's name. Why? Because we are an example of how the world is supposed to be. They knew how we existed, how we arranged our economy, how we flourished without looking at anybody's face. How things were organized. British came in, saw us, and said, hey, what kind of people are these? The great Biafrans. That is how it was. And that is how it's going to be. Because we can never give up on what we are good at. We can never give up on who we were and how we're supposed to be. I was supposed to call to find out how Professor Denibo is doing. I think I must ensure that I do it today because I miss that professor a lot. He tells us how we were and history embellished the rest for us. Director, we hear a lot of rubbish. Yes, Nigeria 26th economy. Go to Aba. Go to Obibo. They named all sorts of names. Our country, our own particular nation, has been renamed and renamed, neglected, abused, overlooked. And if you know the amount of money generated in Biafra, you weep, you cry. Somebody has all they're supposed to have, but nothing is given to them in compensation. Bridges, even good luck himself. Somebody, everybody voted for. What did we get? Few bribes here and there, because when they say give an Igbo man money, you forget. Yes, to an extent, that's correct, because you starved me, and then any little penny will do me in order to survive. What a shame. If we were flourishing as we were before, you cannot bribe nobody, because bribery came out of nothingness. When you have nothing, even a goat can give you food and you accept because you have nothing. But if you are a full-fledged human being, nobody can bribe your goat. Nobody can take you for a ride. The reason why we are the way we are is because they have been put us into penury, impoverished all we have, strangulated us, and neglected us. Director, no matter what it takes, Biafra must rise. Biafra must re-exist. Chukwu Abiyama is our witness. It pains most of us. Well-meaning Biafrans, the majority of us abroad, Director, are at grief, if I put it that way. We are not happy that we are strangers in a land we have stayed some 30 years, some 20 years, some 15 years. And when you look around, you haven't done anything. You say to yourself, how you wish you're in your father's land. How you wish you are back home to make contributions to the economy that are supposed to grow and flourish. But Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram and their associates deliberately socially engineered all of us. Fly to your tent, O Israel. That is what we're doing. The Afrans are no longer at home. We are no longer safe from where we came from. Neither are we safe abroad. Because we are not liked. We are not loved. Both home and abroad. Therefore, dear friends, no matter what you think, no matter how you look at it, dear friends are never accepted outside. You can only do well and do it back home. Who will do it? You will do it yourself before people come to rescue you. Let me endorse what Director is talking about. Good morning.
Good morning, Barrister. Well said, well spoken, and as always, a delight, a pleasure to have you serving your country alongside me. I consider that a unique privilege. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are, and our lines are now open. The barrister having spoken, of course, we are now opening our lines to our people all over the world to call us should they wish to do so. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. Our line once again remains +44 208 133 9976. We also have the other line as well, which is +44 783 130 8376. We have a caller on the very first line. Your name, please, and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please turn your system
down. Can you
down.
Hear me?
I can hear you. Turn your
can
system
you hear
down.
Me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Mr. Director. Good morning.
Good morning. Please, your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia.
Yeah, my name is Ofo Uche from Abia State in Uzakoli, in Biafra land.
Uzakoli, where you have Methodist College Uzakoli and Uzakoli Leprosy Colony, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Uzakoli in Abia State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Biafra.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Director, I thank you for the good job you are doing for us. And also, I appreciate everything that's going on in Radio Biafra. And also, I'm quite good a listener of Radio Biafra. And also, I'm using this opportunity to tell you to announce of all our people in Malaysia. Because there are things that I see in Malaysia. Like, I can tell you what happened to me yesterday and with my two friends. So yesterday, we are going out. So on the way going, we are stopped by a police officer. So when the police officer stop us, they ask us, where is our passport? Then me, normally I'm using a Ghana passport. Because I choose to do not use Nigeria passport because I don't belong to them. So, and also two of my friends, they don't use anything. They don't even have their passport. And they don't know what to say. So, what I told me, speak to these officers. Speak to them. I can do something about it. So, I just come down from my car. Then I hold the flag, my Biafra flag, because I put it in front of my car. So when I hold it, I come down, then I told them, sir, good day, I greet them. Then I told them that this is my brothers, so them from Biafra land. So do you know Biafra? They say, no, where is Biafra? They spell it by themselves. I say, yes, that's the spelling. So they asked me what happened. So I told them that in Biafra, they are having this is another country in Nigeria. So but now Nigeria people are killing us. They are killing us, fighting us, doing us all kind of things. So when I go through and tell them of all these things, they feel pity to us. So they started asking me some questions. They say, how they can identify us with their friends? So I really told them that how we from Eastern religions, normally. So, and also, any person that you see in Malaysia that have the pin on the cloth, or maybe have the flag, this kind of flag, and also the, just giving for instance, give our colors and the way we do, he say yes. We have seen a lot of people like this, but he didn't know. You see? So he feel really busy to us to the extent he started giving us advice. Without even harming us again, without even telling us to go, maybe to take us to the cell or to take us because we don't have our documents. But he respect us and shake us very good and tell us to be careful, we should go separately, that whatever we are looking for shall come to us. So when we hear that British is the one colonizing us, they start putting British. See, this is the way they put people in the problem. This is the way they put people in the fire and war and danger and kill them. You see? So they started having pity on us. So I can say that let all the indigenous people of Biafra in Malaysia, in anywhere, to bring out yourself and tell these people who are we. You know, let us tell them who I am a Biafra, I am a this. Let them not be deceiving themselves, you know, using Nigeria passport, and at the same time when they hold you, you cannot defend their passport you are holding. Because our name in Nigeria have blacklist. So this is our right opportunity to do what? To bring out our country to them, to present them that we are not from this wicked country, and we are from Biafra land.
Very fine.
So, Director.
Yes, go ahead. It's a very good thing you did.
Yeah, I really, really, really like what you are doing. I really, and may God bless you and bless you more.
You
and we shall get Biafra.
Of course we will.
We shall get Biafra.
You will, of course. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. That is what happens when you speak with conviction. I am going to Malaysia. When I get to Malaysia, we shall do a lot of things. And after my trip to Malaysia, all this molestation will come to an end. You will see what we're going to do when we get to Malaysia. And we must be very, very strong. Very, very strong. I need the directorate to prepare. The directorate must have a fully functioning office. Where governments of the world can phone, United Nations High Commission for Refugees can phone and get somebody 24/7 to answer the phone to say this is who we are. We must do that with every, how can I put it, every degree of urgency. When I get to Malaysia, see what we will do. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? What is your name and where you're calling us from? The one on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you're calling us from this morning.
My name is Ugu Isisnaki.
And where are you calling from?
I'm from Enugu Ezekiel. I'm from Enugu Ezekiel. I'm calling from Benin Republic.
From Benin Republic. Please go ahead. How about the family in Benin Republic? Are you part of us? Are you part of the Biafran family in Benin Republic?
No, I never heard them. So I'm looking up for that family, but I don't know where they are.
You don't know where they are. Okay. Anyway, continue. When you finish, I will tell you where to go to. You go to Facebook and look for Biafrans in Benin Republic or Biafrans in Cotonou. There are two we have. Biafrans in Cotonou or Biafrans in Benin Republic. We are there, I believe. Please go ahead. Go ahead. Say what you want to say.
Yes, I got to greet you because I'm one of a good listener. So I got to greet you to know how to get the Benin Republic or Biafran family. So that's why I call you, to know how to get them.
Yes, they are on Facebook, and let me see if I can actually take down your number. Is your number ending with 1718? Is that your number?
Yes, yes.
The one ending in 1718. Okay, all right. Then what I'll do is I will text you a message to tell you the number to contact our dear sister in Benin Republic. I don't know what happened to her. Then we have a sister who is our coordinator there, and I want Berechukwu Anebog, our sister, to clarify what is happening in Benin Republic. Carol Monday, can you tell me what is happening in Benin Republic? She is saying that we are poor in Benin Republic. Our numbers are not growing as it should in Benin Republic. Maybe you can even coordinate one yourself. I'm going to take down your number, which I shall pass to Carol Monday. Carol Monday, will be able to contact you to ensure that the family is very, very strong there. If there is anything we can do to assist you in the setting up of this very family there, then so be it. I'm sending your number to Carol Monday now. Carol Monday will contact you. Is that okay? Can you hear me? I don't think he can. I don't think he can. Maybe we've lost him. We have lost him. But Carol Monday will contact you, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No. They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. I don't know what's wrong with the line. I think it's default actually from the line. Carol, please call. I've sent the number to Carol Monday. Carol Monday, please try and contact that our brother in Benin Republic. Get him, give him every support to revive Benin Republic. Our sister was there. Also speak to Brother Chukwuma Nwankwo to actually find out what is happening to our sister there, because she's very, very strong. Our sister in Benin Republic, very, very strong. What is going on there? I need to know. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. Good morning, sir. This is the mother, Kamada, calling from Biafra land.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. I just want to say God bless you.
And you too. And you too.
God bless you, Director. God bless you. And I want to use this opportunity to tell our dear friends in diaspora that we men are back home waiting for them to spend the arms. Director, things is happening in our land now. These people are advancing. Okay, our governors, the governors in the Southeast are not helping any matter. All what I've been is to keep on binding with the outside Yoruba Boko Haram. Director, we have no defense. We need arms in Biafra land in order to defend our land. If our people keep quiet, things is going to get worse. We need to do whatever we can do to make sure that we get ourselves ready to defend our people. Our people are defenseless.
Yes, I'm listening.
Our people are defenseless. Director.
Yes.
Please, tell our people to please bring down the weapons. We are waiting for it. We are waiting for it. Men are on the ground. We are waiting, Director. We are waiting. We can't wait anymore. These people are advancing. We can't wait anymore.
Are you telling me? I know that for sure. I know our men are on the ground and they're waiting. And I'm coming home. I'm coming home by the end of this very month. So that's...
Director, we are waiting.
Of course I'm coming.
We are waiting for you.
Thank you, my dear brother.
God bless you, Director. God bless you, Director.
And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I'm going home. That is where I come from. For goodness sake, that's where I was born. That is where I will die. That is where I will be buried. That is my country. I don't intend to do any of those things anywhere else. And I'm going back there. We are going to coordinate our efforts the same way we did on the 30th of May. And Chukwuma Abiyama will always be our God. Always. We trust in him. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Sir, my name is Chinedu Kingsley from Imo State, Biafra land, Mbano. I am calling from Cambodia, Phnom Penh.
From Phnom Penh in Cambodia, what is happening to the family in Cambodia? What is happening? When you stand somewhere and say you're a Biafran, you stand very strong. That is all we're asking you to do. What is happening in Cambodia? You come out 1 minute, we are very, very joyful and very happy. You participated on the 30th of May. Then everybody went back. What is going on?
My director, I am trying all my best here. Just that our people, I can't just understand. I don't know really what is going on in their head. I have tried my possible best. Even on the street, I walk alone. I spread the gospel of Biafra to every of my friends I see on the street. But some of them look me as maybe I am tout. Or when I talk about Biafra, they think I am tout. I don't know what I'm doing. But I want to use this medium to talk to them, to plead with them to come out. I might not be the right person to lead. But just that, for the first that I am a freedom fighter. I embrace justice. I want them to come out. Let's move ahead. Let's go to the government of Cambodia to express our feelings and express and let them know about Biafra. I am calling them. We have a great man here in Cambodia, Phnom Penh. I know them. When they speak, Cambodia will listen to them. But I don't know why they choose to stay in their home. Even some of them, I'm going door to door to meet them in their house to speak to them. I want them to come out. Let them come. Cambodia want to listen to us. They want to hear us. I want them to come out. I don't know why they are scared.
Scared of what? What are they scared of, for goodness sake? What are they scared of? I need to know.
Director, you know, here, we don't have, zoo don't have an embassy here. So some of them are scared. Nobody will cover them. I try to...
Biafra covers them. Our directorate covers them. United Nations knows we exist. We are registered with the UN. We attended the UN meeting, for goodness sake. Don't they read the news? Don't they see? We cover you. You are a Biafran. Therefore, you are covered by that very name. Biafra covers you. Indigenous people of Biafra gives you every cover that you require. Every cover that you require. They need not be afraid. What are they afraid of? What are they afraid of? What are they afraid of? That is who you are. It's like your name. If your name is Chinedu, that is your name. You know, something occurred to me, my dear brother, as we are discussing this. When somebody, your Chinedu, and the white person is pronouncing you Chinedu, you will say, no, my name is Chinedu. Then why should you allow them to come in and change your name to something else? You are a Biafran, go there and tell them who you are, and they will be able to accept it. Let us go to the line, and thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much for calling, my dear brother from Penn. All the help we can give you, Kingsley, we shall do so and give it to you. We have another caller who is on the line on the phone. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. No, they are no longer there. They are no longer there. Kingsley, continue the good work you are doing in Cambodia. Very, very important. Continue preaching. One day, they will turn around and see the light. They will see the truth. Somebody called us again from Benin Republic with the number ending 4941. 4941 from Benin Republic. Please try and call us back again. We want to hear what you have to say. We have another caller on Skype. Can this caller hear me?
From Benin Republic.
The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
What is your name? Where are you calling us from?
Yeah, I hear you very well.
My goodness me. The caller, can you give us your name, please? Give us your name.
EBI.
Sorry?
Hello.
Yes, what is your name?
My name is Nwachukwu Emmanuel.
Nwachukwu Emmanuel, yes, please go ahead.
I am the presenter of the BVI Germany. I hope you hear me.
Loud and clear, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am calling because I want to make a kind of recognition of what you're saying, that people are coming in and going back and people are not coming in strongly. So I want...
Hello? Oh my goodness me. Why is this thing cutting out? Can you hear me? This line is not stable. Can you hear me? I want you to call back. These are the people from Bilie Human Rights Initiative. I want to hear what they have to say. They say it is BVI. You know, we are Biafrans. We want people to speak so we can hear them. Everybody, please try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. I didn't touch the line. The line just went off on its own. Please do try and call us back. Or we should try and call you back. Instead, this is Radio Biafra. Or you can call us on any of our lines, which is +44208-133-9976. We are also on Skype, Radio Biafra, and also Radio Biafra. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. And I believe that he's calling us back now, please. Can you hear me? Nwachukwu, can you hear me?
I am hearing you very
yes.
well.
Go ahead, please. You are saying something, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm saying the going up and down of our people, not staying stable where they belong, is because of the confusion on the whole total struggle. And everybody is aware of this. And I know too.
What makes you think that there is confusion? What is the confusion in it? I don't understand what you mean by confusion.
Even yesterday, I mean, really.
Oh my goodness. Your line is not stable. Nwachukwu, your line is not stable. Can you hear me?
So it's better. you acknowledge it because it's the right thing to do, because there's a problem. Your people are acknowledging it.
They acknowledge that. Who are my people? I don't know. You said they acknowledge it. Which UTMF4, problem is there?
UTMF4 and some other coordinators in London and Australia. There's a program they run. I dubbed it and they played it on my own program.
Yes.
That program is about their acknowledgement of problems in the society, in our society of Biafrans.
What is your solution to the problem?
The solution is the meeting we are calling so that people will all come to one round table conference and discuss, sort of our problems. We have a problem, and if we come together, I believe we can solve it. There is no enemy among ourselves till we discover who the enemy really is. We should take ourselves, first of all, like brothers, acknowledge this meeting, come together in an open conference, and discuss these matters. I see, too, that some of the people in the BVI are ignorant of what is happening, and some of the people in the RBL, too, are ignorant of what is happening. So it is you and the rest of the people. This whole problem started in London, and we want the Bilie Human Rights, the RBL, Supreme Council of Elders, the the Biafran Liberation Councils, all of us, even the BZ, everybody to come in so that we can sort out this problem. Please, my brother Namdi. That's what we are begging.
Do you know? I commend you for your courage to call Radio Biafra. You present BVI, which is a Bilie broadcasting outfit. But let me ask you one question, my dear brother. Are you aware of the presence or the influence of Rocha Sokoracha within Bilie Human Rights Initiative?
That is a wrong statement. I don't think that is involved.
I asked you a simple yes or no. Are you aware? Yes. If you don't know, you say I don't know. Are you aware?
I cannot answer I don't know because I know it is not existing. That's how I'll answer it. I can't say when I said I don't know, that means there's something I don't know, but I'm sure of what I'm saying.
You're sure that Bilie is not in affiliation with Okorocha?
No way. No way.
Do you know who Barrister Emeka Adolphe Emekesiri is?
I talk with him every day.
I want you to write this question down and put it to him direct. Do you have a pen and paper with you? You're a journalist. You're a budding journalist, I presume.
I'm doing that.
Good. Get your pen and paper and write this very thing down. And put it to Bilie people. Tell them that is what I said. And that is why they are all dead men walking. Write it down.
Please, Namdi, don't use this kind of language. I'm coming.
I will put it to you, please. I respect the fact that you called and speaking very reasonably, so I shall endeavor to be reasonable to you. Write it down. Ask Emeka Sri this question. And you want a direct answer, yes or no. That's how I operate. Did you or did you not? That is the question because he's a lawyer. Did you or did you not say in front of Namdi Kanu, Uche Mefo, Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, Amarachi Opara, at Bannister Hall in Homerton High Street in London, say that I, Namdi Kanu, should allow Rocha Sokoracha to come into the Biafra movement? Yes or no? Did you or did you not say that?
Okay.
That is all. Then you come back to us.
That is all?
That's the only question. I don't ask too many questions. Only one. Ask him that question. He should answer you very correctly.
Let me say something. What if somebody... I don't mean this is... What if the answer is yes, but somebody denies and says no? What will come out from that answer then?
No. Any answer he gives you, I will accept it very graciously. That is to tell you the type of person that I am. If he goes to you and says it is no... Then you come back to me. I have given you the names of three witnesses. Three witnesses. Uche Mefo, Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, who was once my very good friend, of course, and Wada Manachi Opara. I used to call her Wada then you can go and ask them. When I'm trying to do something or ascertain something, I don't say you told me in secret. I said I had witnesses present during that very discussion. That is all. So you can go to Egemba, you can go to Amanachi Opara, you can go to HMFO and ask each and every one of them. You communicate with each other, so you can ask him. You can ask Egemba. Go and ask all these people. They will tell you what happened.
Okay.
Precisely.
Okay. If that is the case, now what are we going to do to bring the whole people. You see that people living in your own setup with what I haven't listened to your programs, because you cannot be dealing with somebody without knowing who he is. I like to know who you are, if what they are saying about you is correct or wrong.
Yes.
So, but with the fact that people are bouncing up and down, not knowing where to belong, what do we do? What do you think we can do now to get this matter also?
Because what we are left. I will tell you, what we are going to do is very, very simple. We have the indigenous people of Biafra that is open to everybody to come and join. We are in over 88 countries. I hope you understand that. And Biafra is open for anybody to come and join us. We don't believe in peaceful actualization. That is number one. So when you convene a meeting, you should convene a meeting of like minds. I don't believe in peace. If you come tomorrow as Nwachukwu and you say to me, I have a means to get Biafra by peaceful means, I will resign. I will give you all the support in the world, but I will resign from what I'm doing. I will give you all my support. I will tell the editorial board of Radio Biafra and the directorate that I am resigning from my position, that a better solution has come forward that will give us Biafra. I swear to God in heaven, I'll do it. But
that's what I mean. Why not we sit down on round conference? Maybe there are people with this idea, so that when you listen to it, you know whether you have to stay or whether you have to give your support to them or whether they have to listen to you. That's what I mean. There are different opinions that might lead us to Biafra. People have these ideas, and that's why we're saying we bring them to the round table. You produce what you have. Other people produce what you have. The Biafran people have to make a choice here. Don't you think so?
Biafran people will always make a choice, and their choice is final. I respect that. But you can't have one or two people running around in their wife's kitchen year after year talking about Biafra. All of a sudden, they burst out in the open and say, I'm a Biafran group. You must count me in. We don't do things like that. What have these people done? I need, when I want to sit down with groups, I need those that have actually done something. Those are the cold face of the struggle who have actually done something in the past. The reason why we went into alliance with BLC was because my good friend Ojako was there. I got Ojako to attend the court case at Owerri, if you don't know, with his members. I spoke to him. I took Amade there. Without me, BLC wouldn't have gone to court. Because when I say something face to face. I mention names. I don't say you told me behind my back. Go and ask Amade, the Bilier president, who made it possible for BLC to come to court. I took Amadi to go and see Ojako, my good friend. I got Ojako to give me his word that BLC will come out in full. And they did. It's only a shame that Ojako is no longer alive. But Amadi is there. And this other chap as well is there. Apostle Kalada was at that very meeting as well. It's not just me. So I give you instances what I have done to serve my country. What I have gone, the extent I have gone to in order to try and bring people together. But I do not work with people that speak from both sides of the mouth. I hate people who are not consistent. I hate liars and I hate cheats. I hate those that compromise. If you are assembling a group of Biafrans who do not compromise, by virtue of what you have done, we will send representation to that very meeting. But we will not sit down with anybody from Bilier hierarchy because they are working with Rocha Sokorocha. I will not do it.
It is not confirmed. Please, it's not confirmed. This was an allegation, or is an allegation. We have to make this confirmation. The barrister himself, that is why I even plead to him to come in Spain, or he will bring this confirmation of what this question you just asked now on my program, maybe today or tomorrow.
When is this meeting scheduled for?
24th, 25th, and the 26th in Barcelona. It's a 3-day meeting. Saturday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We are going to take care of the feeding and accommodation. It's only for people to be able to come around there.
Did Roger Sokorocha give you people money to come and convene their friends? Is that the problem?
Namdi Kanu, please don't associate me with Roger Sokorocha. I don't know him. I never met him before. I don't know him. I only see him on Facebook. And that is also the same reason where people said, I am the son of Ike Nwachukwu, coming out from your people too. All these kind of allegations, I just want to waive them. It's not important talking about all these things. It's when we meet as a round table conference, the truth will come out. A word that is said behind people is is always gossips. It's termed as gossips. So in order not to make them gossip, let's come together and thrash these matters out. Accusing people behind, that's
nobody. No. I did not accuse. I said what somebody said, not accusing. I don't accuse people. I said Emeka told me in front of other people that he is working with Richard Sokorocha. In front. Do you know Bishop Enyo?
Yes.
Do you know Bishop? Have you asked Bishop if he's met me before or not? Ask the Bishop, he will tell you. When I met Bishop Enyoha, what did he tell me? I did a program live on air, Radio Biafra, from over with the Bishop. Bishop is telling me that Kelechiana, your Okorocha, whatever, is a Biafra. And I told him, no, he's not. Our brother rang from Cape Verde to tell him he's not. We don't want Rochas Okorocha around us. We don't want to come to a meeting where we can easily be poisoned by people who have been sent to come after us. I'm not accusing you of anything, my dear brother. I respect the fact that you have come on air on Radio Biafra to say this, and we shall consider it. I have an editorial board that I report to, and also to the directorate. And I'm sure they will make a very fine decision. But we don't mix with people working for Rochas Okorocha. If you don't work for Rochas Okorocha, I will make sure that we have representation at that very meeting. But if you do, we will not come.
God will bear me witness. I don't know who to verify my truth, but I know that God in heaven knows that I have not seen him, and I am not a party to, and have never discussed with any of these people about him. But I am sure I've asked these questions, maybe not seriously, one or two times because of it, from so many people that are in the Bile Human Right, they said, and they assured me there's nothing like that, even to Dr. Kedife.
What I want you to do is this. You will, of course, extend formal invitation to us, and also be able to list down those who are attending this very meeting. And I may be the director of Radio Biafra and be heading Indigenous People of Biafra worldwide, but I report to people. I report to Biafrans. I will tell the editorial board of Radio Biafra, and I will also tell the directorate what you said. They will deliberate upon it, and their decision is final in this very case. Yeah. But you have done very well. You have done very well, and I commend you for that. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you. Uche is here to clarify a few things for us. There are some things maybe other people know which I do not know. Uche Mepo is with us, and this is Radio Biafra. Uche, can you hear me?
And women of goodwill from around the world. I would have preferred Wanchukwu to go online. Wanchukwu from Bihar, Germany, is talking about unity, but he is the one advocating for the abolition of Uche Mepo and the Kanu. And what I don't like is hypocrisy. You need to understand that the level of hypocrisy that people are applying. I don't like men who talk this way now and the other way all the time. Wanchukwu is the one advocating for the rest of which are sold, and then doesn't have the country be stopped, and the other government will be stopped. That they are the people who are destroying the other land, and now he is coming on board to talk for unity. They talk about Radio Biafra in Jodhpur, Biafra, all over the world, campaigning for money. But they are also seeking for money. What can I say about this kind of people? The point is that you should ask them what you don't want as well.
Uche, there is a recognition on the part of everybody that indigenous people of Biafra are unstoppable. People want to join, they want to be part of what we are doing. And if they want to part of course, it's fine. Biafra is open for Biafra or my property. It's not my property. Biafra is open to everybody. But what
they are saying that we are renegades, that we are ostracized, and that we have to come back to join the Council of Elders.
There is no council of elders that has been dissolved.
One thing you need to understand that the people we are dealing with are not the one you see them this time around. You are too kind. And I wish I was the one presenting the program. That's just what I want to say.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Uche is saying I'm kind. And I take that as a compliment. A very massive compliment. This is Radio Biafra. But there is Rochas Okorocha. It's the elephant in the room. It's the problem. Let them go and expunge themselves of Rochas Okorocha's influence and their poisonous tendency. Then we shall know. The lines are going crazy. Of course, we expect it to. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead. The world is listening.
Hello?
Yes, this is Radio Biafra.
Good morning. This is AK Chika calling from
Castle. I am from Obibiezena in Biafra land.
Obibiezena.
Please, I'm listening to that.
Go ahead. Eke, can you hear me? Oh, my goodness me. Eke, can you hear me? Eke cannot hear me. People are seeking to say things this very morning. Eke, you need to come back to me. This is Radio Biafra. I told you I don't change. I don't move. Consistent, we never move from where we are. Because the truth always prevails. I'm very glad that our dear brother, Nwachukwu, who presents BV, I have seen the light, they have seen the truth. And we, Chukwu Abiyama must be praised. Consistency is key. I don't change. People see things and they run away. Never, ever, ever. I do not change. I'm on Namdekanu. Never. Relentless. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
This is Hilary Ogochukwu Ezeja calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, thank you very much, Hilary. The world is listening and this is Radio Biafra. Please proceed to say what you have to say.
Yes, Director, it's about the guy that called from Bilir, right? Director, I want to tell you something. You would have allowed the guy to be online for Uchimefo to call because I understand something from that guy. That guy is trying every possible means to pull us down, Director. You understand what I mean? And I want to correct him. We are not pulling up and we are not pulling down. If you take that as an advantage to call our radio in order to say something that we are going out of Radio Biafra London and we are still coming in, it is a lie. Any country that goes out, billions of countries and hundreds of countries are still coming in for us. Director, we don't need those people in our midst. Director, we are doing great. You know, if they want to be part of us, let them affiliate themselves to us and report to us direct. We don't need to sit down in any table and talk to them directly because we are more than any other group in every part of this whole world. Director, we don't need them. If they want to be part of us, let them affiliate themselves direct and report to us direct. We don't want to sit down with anybody. That guy is being rude. He don't deserve to call you on. And Director, you made a mistake by telling him that you can resign and support anybody that can give us Biafra. Nobody on the surface of this earth is eligible or can come in contention with you. Director, you are the man. He is nothing. He is nothing, Director. Even only his voice has already signified the kind of person he is. Director, you don't have any charisma. You have every quality to lead us. You don't have to argue with any person, Director. You don't know what is inside of you. You are greater than anybody that calls you. It's only Chukwu Abiyama that is the greatest. Director, we don't need these people. We don't need him.
I told him.
Okay. Let him not call our Radio Biafra again.
I told him that I do not own what we do here. Biafrans decide. I remember the case of the little girl, Chidera. Biafrans decided on what they wanted, and that was what we did. We don't do anything here unless the people decide what is going to happen. People don't know that. All I do is to go out and enforce what you said should be done. That's all I do. You decide. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line, on the phone. Can you hear me? My goodness me, no. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good morning.
Good morning, please speak up so I can hear you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, Director, good morning. It's me. I'm what I called yesterday morning.
Yes,
from
please.
Dakar, Senegal.
Yes. Give us your name again, please, and very brief.
Hello?
No, your line is not very clear. Not very clear. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? What is happening? Yes, please. Can you hear me? The caller on the second Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Yes. Go ahead.
This is Fred Onyale calling from München, Germany. I'm from where? In Olu Zone, Olu Biafra land.
Yes, go ahead.
I had the discussion between you and the...
The line is bad. Very, very bad. Very bad.
No. Ajonjo.
Go ahead.
So, they have called a meeting, which is something good. Ewete Biafra tomorrow. All the non-indigenous people of Biafra group. Gano Nime. Okwa Inile. So, I am of the opinion that inasmuch as you have told him to send an official invitation to the indigenous people of Biafra to attend the meeting, let the meeting, he sent the invitation, let the meeting be attended. Even if you don't go, some people can be delegated to go and see what the meeting is all about. Possibly they must have changed. If really we find out that they have nothing to do with Rocha Sokorocha again, they are our brothers. They will not do anything. Aga who the meeting, Yadima, if they have changed, we go along. If they have not changed and remain what they are doing, then we leave them and still continue to do what we are doing. What I'm saying is that Biafra is for all of us. And collectively, we will achieve Biafra. Individually, nobody can do it. Possibly, they don't know that the line they are going through court will not lead us anywhere. Or possibly, they have repented and they have realized that that area will not lead us anywhere. So, it's better we go along with them. If they have realized their mistakes and now want to change. So this is my opinion in this issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for that. We shall take that on board as well. We have another caller on the line as well. Your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Tochukwu Wankwo from calling from Sweden.
Yes, please, Tochukwu, go ahead.
Yeah, please. I want to comment on the person that just called now from the Bile group. I was thinking this our like indigenous people of Biafra group is open to everybody. This is not thing to for them to call and say meeting or not meeting or anything. If you want to come into indigenous people of Biafra, is his country. He's free to come in. This is not something you have to go and meet for anybody to come in. If they want to come in, they see something that we are doing here is good. They want to come in, they can come in and participate. They are not, nobody's driving them away. They are our brothers. So this is not something to meet or to trash. We don't have anything to trash out with anybody. We are doing the right thing and the right thing we stand on. So that is what I want to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my brother. The majority seems to be of the fact that we shouldn't attend this very meeting. You decide what happens, not us. This is Radio Biafra. Chika, are you back with me?
Yeah, okay. Good morning once more, Director, and morning. Good morning, fellow Biafrans. I hope you are hearing me.
Loud and clear, please go ahead.
Okay. Please, I'm still on the issue of Emmanuel Nwachukwu, who lives in Hanover. From where he lives in Hanover, this young man or this invisible ghost.
Oh God, Chika, what is happening? Chika, what is happening to your line? Oh my goodness.
I retaliate the email to him. I called him. I have appointment from days, time, numbers with him. I took my money, time. I've been to Hanover 2 good times. This man didn't show up. I stopped. The directorate asked me to stop. I stopped. He came back again. I went back to Hanover. I didn't see him up again. He now told me, give me a call after we had one meeting. He now gave me a call. I didn't know. I said, maybe they...
Oh, my goodness me. Chika, what is wrong with your line? I don't know.
I asked him, what is he calling me for? He said he wants to reach my director. That he understand I'm close to my director, that I have to give him an email or any information where he can reach my director. I said, what do you want to read the director? He said, they're organizing a meeting. He mentioned one man in Barcelona. I said, okay, it's not a problem. You know, director is not an individual. He is the head of the director. He is heading this struggle we are inside. He has to send me the information of the people organizing the meeting. This is more than 2 weeks now. Then I wanted to meet him. I made another appointment with him. This same Emmanuel Nwachukwu didn't show up. So I don't understand the reason why he is calling Radio Biafra. And I don't understand the reason why he wants to go and have meeting with a ghost. We are living here in Germany. He comes on air today. I want Emmanuel Nwachukwu to come to this radio again and make appointment. Where I myself, who is living here, anywhere he wants, I want to go and meet him. Our members cannot go to any meeting with them without me meeting Emmanuel Nwachukwu, because this is a man who has engaged in sending our members threat texts, calling us all sorts of names. So there is no possibility for anybody sending any members of any member of IBO to go and present or have any meeting with this individual. We have to first meet this man. He is living in Germany, according to him. What stop him from coming out or meeting me anywhere he wish? Even if he want me to come and meet him in his wife's kitchen, I'm going there to meet him. We are not going to have a meeting with a ghost. I want this man to come out. I want to meet him. He's hearing me. Let us meet first. Then if you want us to come to Spain anywhere, we'll be able to come to Spain. But without meeting this man first here in Germany, going to meet him in Spain, I don't think it's advisable. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. We have a caller on the phone, I believe. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I'm talking to you, please. Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, director, this is Okechukwu Nta speaking from London, UK.
Yes, yes, yes. One of the earliest people. One of the earliest, I would say. Earliest.
Yes. Go ahead. Yeah. Old school, yeah.
Old school of Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Director, something is happening. Anyway, this guy from Germany, I was listening on my phone. Then I need to call you to this phone. Then I switch to my laptop because I'm about to go out. And the thing I wanted to say is I want all Biafrans to listen carefully and for them to reason like Biafrans, not like Nigerians or Igbo people. Listen like Biafrans. Just listen what this guy is saying. This guy, he asked me a question, do you know this person? He said yes. Do you know this person? He said yes. But do you know Richard? He swear with Almighty God. And this Almighty God is what has been deceiving all Biafrans by Yoruba pastors. Once they use Jesus in the name of God, everybody will believe that that person is speaking. This fellow, this guy that came out this morning and used the name of God and said that he did not know about Richard, that guy will go on punishment. But I will not say any word, but as I'm speaking now, from today, this guy will go on punishment. This guy. Remember, I said it the other day that what our people are suffering in Malaysia is part of Richard Okorocha. His idea to Nigerian government or all the Northerners. He feed them all the whole thing we are doing, this part of the world, then he's feeding them in the North for them to tackle our people there. This is part of all the whole thing that these people are doing. Now, they got their own people, their inner cacos that work for them. This is one of them. And this one came out this morning and is pushed himself by telling us that they are hosting meeting. Richard is giving them money to host a meeting to call you. Maybe you like flying, then you jump in and sit. Look, you see a human being, see the way he thinks.
Can I have to go and see their face? I don't like flying. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is, remember our sister Chidera, what these Benue people did to that girl. They used that one. That is the first person they destroyed when they were staggering. You know, trying to do maneuver they wanted to do. It's not today they wanted to destroy our director. Remember, they used Chidera, that little girl that was doing fine. After they destroyed that one, then this is, they know now they cannot use any woman again to come in. Now this is their agents. This one from Suleiman has come in to come and tell us how to. The Radio Biafra is a body that nobody can shake us. We want them to come in, we want them to call on Radio Biafra the way Chidera called Radio Biafra and pleaded. Egemba, Emeka Gofey, Emeka Siri, all these people are human beings. They don't have two heads. They are human beings like us. Again, but all of them, let them call Radio Biafra. Are they scared to speak in Radio Biafra? They will send all these cowards, all these fools, for them to call Radio Biafra and say all this kind of nonsense. Director, you know everything anyway, but I just wanted to speak my mind.
Don't know everything, my dear brother. I'm still learning. I learn every blessed day. I don't know everything. Only God knows everything. We are learning. We are humans. We are fallible. I know that very well. But I don't quite understand it. Anybody can come and join us if they wish to do so. But the final decision, as always, on anything of this magnitude rests with Biafran people, not with me. So you decide if you want to go to the meeting or not. Thank you very much, my dad, brother. Thank you. I'm going over to the line. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafran.
Yes, Director. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah, this is Chukwuemeka Ojukwu calling from France. I'm from Alo in Indemi local government area, Biafra land.
Thank you.
This morning, in fact, you really show how great you are. In fact, I said I will no more thank you again, but I will begin to thank the womb that brought you to this earth. In fact, that wound that brought you to this earth is the person that we ought to be thanking every day. You know, our people should remember Madam Kanu. This is a great woman. Director, it's not you, but the mother that brought you to this earth. In fact, I salute her. May Chukwuabiama continue blessing her if she is still alive. May Chukwuabiama, yes, Chukwuabiama continue blessing her. She will reap all that she sowed. She will see Biafra and she will live very long. She is the mother of Biafra.
He said, You are kind. God bless you. You are kind.
Director, what I am going to tell you, in fact, these people of Bilie and the rest of them, our people should know one thing. One thing is that when people are coming in group and they want Radio Biafra to join their group, it is highly impossible. When I say highly impossible, in fact, it is like a kind of thread, you know, a kind of a camel going through a needle. It's not possible. If anybody wants to come and join indigenous people of Biafra under Radio Biafra, they must dissolve their own group. They must dissolve their own group and come in individually. Then they will pass the scrutiny. If they, first of all, they come as normal members, but we are not going to open up to them until we know who they are and where they are going. But for other group of all these criminals who have betrayed their people to still come and draw Radio Biafra to their own group, Director, it's an insult. It is an insult to what you, Nnamdi Kanu, have been doing, all the stress and everything you have struggled by the grace of Chukwuabiama. Then you will go again and you will draw us to that group. Impossible. Radio Biafra cannot go and join another Biafran group. They have to dissolve their own group and come and join us. We are in over 88 countries in the whole world. Majority carries the vote. So, Director, this is what I want to let them know this morning. We are tired of these people saying, let's come together, join together. We can never join together and we can never be under one umbrella unless they dissolve their group. And we don't need their heads, their head of directorates. We don't need them. They should go to hell. Because they are already doomed. They are cursed people. We don't want them to bring those costs to our group. So what we are fighting, we are fighting a just cause, and we don't want any mingling up with criminals. So Director, this is what I have to say this morning.
Thank you very much.
When I hear this thing.
Thank you very, very much. You have spoken very well. I hear on Radio Biafra, by extension, the indigenous people of Biafra, what the people say is what we do. You told us to establish in countries of the world to start a political movement. We did. You said we need a transmitter. We did. You said 30th of May. Anything you ask us to do, our job is to do it. Anything you decide is going to happen. The lines are going crazy this very morning. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. And the whole world is listening, including Obama, the president of the US. Go ahead.
on the phone. Can you hear me? This is your station. This is.
Oh my goodness! Can you hear me? Good morning. Please turn your system down and speak to us. The world is listening. Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
My system is down. My name is Mr. Hilary Oji, and I'm calling you from London.
From London. Go ahead.
I'm from Umudi in Olo, the Nigerian government, Imo State, Biafra land. Hello.
Yes, Hilary, go ahead. We are listening attentively.
Yes. Yes, what I'm calling is in respect to the guy, what you call the guy that called this morning. You know, I think that guy is very, very dodgy. I could remember precisely when you are in Germany, when you went to Germany, and I'm sure it's the same guy that called you that day that he's in Hanover. You should come and meet him somewhere or whatever. And you are asking, where exactly are you now? And he starts talking rubbish. And by the guy's statement, you will hear that the guy is very, very dodgy. Because you ask him, do you know this person? He say, yes. Do you know this person? Yes, I spoke to this person. And then you ask him, do you know Richard Sokrosha? And he was like, oh, I don't have anything. And it's like the last caller, what he said. These people, they use the name of God to make all kinds of nonsense. Once they say, oh, by God's who made me or whatever, then you think everybody will believe them. The world has opened eyes. Now we know the kind of people these people are. Please, there's no meeting. If they want to join Radio Biafra, they should come to our own Radio Biafra, RTOB. Please, don't hold any meeting with these people. They are criminals. This is what I want to say. I'm very, very pissed off this morning. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much. It is, we don't own people here. People own us. They decide what we do, and we do it. That is why we listen to our people. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. No, they are gone. They are gone. Where are they? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, director.
Yes, please.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear brother. Can you hear me? Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling us from. Your name, please, and where you are.
Director, my name is Emmanuel China Kadalin Chinwadike. I am calling from Spain.
Yes, go ahead.
Chukwa Biama has been privileged to serve the indigenous people of Biafra under the national national coordinator for Spain.
Thank you.
I am making this call this morning not as the national coordinator, but as the chief of the organizing committee, this rally that is to come by 11th of this month in Barcelona. Please, I want to make this announcement to all the national coordinators and the zonal coordinators and all our family members of indigenous people of Biafra all over the world that wants to attend to this rally. If anybody wants to be part of this rally, should please indicate his interest by going to his zonal coordinator to give us his or her name so that we can make reservation, accommodation for everybody, because we don't want anybody to be stranded at night after the rally or before the rally, so that we can carry everybody along, but we will not be part of the blames for anybody being stranded, my director. Please, I will keep making this announcement
every day, until if you can, yes. Until the date, please. Yes. Because we are meeting, we are going, you see, on Indigenous People of Biafra, IPOB, we make things happen because we are hardworking. And Chukwu Abiyama can see our heart. I say this thing all the time. Chineke nanoni gwenguro nyoshi. You should kill me and kill my family. But if I'm a good person, Chukwu Abiyama, you give us Biafra in my own time. That your name may be glorified. That your name may be glorified because you are God. If I lie to my people, if I deceive them, Chukwu Abiyama, you will strike me dead. But if I'm a good man, that your words may prevail forever and ever, I will see Biafra. It's a covenant I made with God in Jerusalem. Not with man. I don't lie, I don't cheat, I don't deceive our people. I can never do it, God is my witness. Everything I have I given to my country, everything. For me to leave a very beautiful wife, a very handsome son, to come and do Biafra without seeing them is very painful and excruciating. you will see my wife. I think I need to post her picture so you will see. And I'll ask how many of you can leave this type of woman, even contemplate going to work in the morning, talk less of flying away all over the whole world. Then you will understand what I'm talking about. Understand it. I love Biafra more than my own life. There is nothing I will not sacrifice for the betterment of my country. Nothing. There is nothing I will not do. That is why I do things that I do without fear. The digital board of Radio Biafra, who through his own strength and his strength alone, Chukwu Abiyama, has been able to pilot the affairs of our people up until this very point, the directorate that we have. We don't despise anybody. We hate those who are seeking to destroy the lives of our people. That's all we are saying. That's all we are saying. The caller on the line, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, Director. My name is Ugochukwu Ikechukwu TBK from India.
From India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, first of all, I want to thank you for your work and for allowing the Chukwu Abiyama to use you and get us Biafra. Yes. I really appreciate it, and I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will continue to protect you in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen.
Director, I'm calling. Why I called is that because of the guy that called, what is his name, Mochukwu or something of that nature.
Yes.
That guy, for me, because although I trust you because I know what you can do, I know the kind of the spirit of God, spirit of Chukwu Abiyama that leads you. I know that you know his aim and you know all his ambition, what he's trying to do. But I know one thing is for sure, majority carry the vote, my brother said before. So whatever they like to do, they can do, but what all I know that victory must be yours. And once again, you asked me a question, do you know this person? He said yes. Do you know this person? He said yes. But you asked him simply a question. Do you know Roger Sokota? He started talking rubbish. He started answering another question that was not asked to him. That is to show that he doesn't have anything good intention. Okay, one of our brother called and said that he has booked an appointment with him many times, but he did not show up. So that means he's an invisible. And we, indigenous people of Africa, we cannot work an invisible human being. All this is below of 18. They are all criminals. They are all rude. In fact, we don't need him. We don't need them in our group. Because with what we are seeing now, we don't need anybody, we don't need a prophet to come and tell us that they are dangerous. We know their aim, we know their plans. So my director, meeting or not meeting, my own suggestion is that you don't have to attend to any meeting. If he wants to hold a meeting with us, let him first of all meet with the person that has booked an appointment with him several times that he failed to catch up with. Let him meet that person. Let him meet with them. Then after that, we will not consider if we are going to go for the conference or something of that nature. That is all I have to tell you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and God bless you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us from all over the world, for goodness sake. The lines are going crazy. I don't even know which one to pick. Four lines going at the same time with multiple callers. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you are?
Director, this is Chidewa Patrick from Amsterdam.
From Amsterdam, please go ahead.
That person I called from Germany cannot disturb us for our program for the day. Because they are devils. We don't want them because, you know, when somebody, one guy that called from Australia last time that said that he lists the name of the people that he's going to kill. After that, the following week, Rogers declared that he's not going to contest because they are all afraid. Because they know what they're doing because their mind is not clear. They are very dangerous people. They know that we are coming for them. So you shouldn't mind them. Let them talk. They have their own radio station. We have not called them. Why are they disturbing calling us? Let them stay on their own, and let them fight Biafra in their own way. Let us pursue Biafra in our own way. Anybody that got this Biafra, good and fine. So they shouldn't disturb Radio Biafra. Every time they come to the air and start bringing us rubbish so that they can disturb us on our own program. So this is my contribution, Director.
Thank you, thank you. People are calling. Even all the heavyweights are with us, and I believe that our own very credible, very able, very indomitable overall coordinator for United States of America, Ike Nwanonenye, is with us all the way from Los Angeles, where I believe the time now is slightly past 3 a.m. in the morning. Is that correct?
Yes,
Yes, my day. Oh no, it's past. It's 1 a.m.
1 a.m. My dear Lord, 1 a.m. You're still awake. Please go ahead. And of all letters, stay where you are. Of all letters, stay where you are on the line. Please go ahead. Please, you can go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my director. And my director, you and your family, your mother, your father, and you will inherit Biafra. You're going to be around. You're restored.
You see?
Okay. Talking about this idiot, you know, Mwashuku of a guy that called. This guy is a scavenger, and I don't trust these guys. I don't even think we need any to give them audience or even meet with them. This was the same guy who was probing when we had a meeting, when my zonal coordinator for New York went to UN meeting. You know, he was requesting for an interview with me. You know, this guy just snooping around, hounding to get some information about what's going on and passing it to Billy. Him and his group, has been calling, I mean, in the month of May, June, and July, they were calling my phone, sending threat messages and anonymous calls on almost a daily basis. I have tons and tons of them. And terrible, terrible things they say about IPOB and about you and other people. I mean, this guy and their group are evil. They are not people to be, you know, to have a meeting with. So what is happening now is they've discovered that we are making a very big progress and things are working out right. And so now they're scared. They know they're losing. You know, he's saying people are dropping off. People are not dropping off. People are coming in. You know, and eventually, whenever you have a system like this, you know, or a process like this, some people will come and some people will go. Right here in the U.S., we are growing. You know, we just have a new assembly, you know, in Tampa, Florida. And there are ones coming up. Wow. Yes. Okay. Yeah. And we're starting a Biafra Youth Association where we want to involve kids between the age of 10 to 25 because they are actually people who are going to inherit all this. And you know, some of them are responding. So we're making very, very big progress, you know. So what this guy is talking, we don't need to meet with him at all, you know. You know, he's out of his mind. And he's just trying to hijack the discussion tonight, but I'm happy that many people are, you know, seeing through him, you know. And another thing I want to make is regarding the Biafran Restoration Fund, which we have here. I want to encourage all Biafrans and friends of Biafra, you know, who wants to contribute in secret. Some are doing that, you know. Their identity and their information will be fully protected by me and by this assembly here. You know, they will not be revealed, you know, but they're going to be acknowledged. You know, so whatever they give us and all whatnot will be protected and nobody will know about it, you know, and all whatnot. So they don't have anything to fear about, you know. And also, regarding to the zonal coordinators, I made this information last time. They have to, all zonal coordinators and all the principal officers have to contribute on behalf of their wife, you know, and their fiancés, you know, to make up for the contribution we have here. Like all the principals we indicated, has to contribute $1,000. Then, so if you are married, we have a fiancé, then you have to contribute, you know, $1,500. You know, so some people have contributed theirs, but they have to make sure they contribute for their wife. Then they can go and settle with them, you know. And so we need that, and we need that coming. The fund is growing literally, you know, it's growing little by little, you know, as awareness is going on. And also, there's no deadline again. There's no deadline. People who cannot contribute the total of $500 can, you know, do an installment. You know, we accept installments. You know, and also regarding I'm losing my mind. I'm sorry. You know,
it's very early in the morning there, so it's understandable.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay, I wanted to my brother that talked about what is happening in Malaysia. I just have a suggestion. If we can, when you go over there and see if there's a way we can either a temporary ID or letter, something that they can be given to separate them from people, from other people from the zoo, you know, that say that they are Biafrans, you know. And this can be made in such a way that it could expire within 3 months. And then they have to go and meet their zonal coordinator to renew it. That way they're going to belong to an assembly there. So they can be issued, a paperwork, a letter or something with a Biafran insignia and all whatnot, you know, so that they can present something when they are stopped by the Malaysian immigration or the police. My brother who called indicated that they were asking them, do you have something to show that you're a Biafran and all whatnot? And, if they have something to show, it's going to help a lot. So we are
going to do that when I get to Malaysia. There are some things we need to do. We need to do this in such a way that it is verifiable and not easily copied. So our computer systems that will handle the database has to be very, very robust. So that's what we're going to do. Great. Once I get to Malaysia, we'll be able to put those things into place. We will issue them with some measure of identification that is tamper-proof, that the world may know who they are. We don't want our people there being killed, and I am determined to stop it. Anybody who knows me will know that Malaysia is very close to my heart, and I love them to bits, and the world knows that. I make no shame of it. Now, that is exactly what we're going to do when I get there. And thank you very much for calling, my dear brother. Thank you. The work you're doing is excellent. I cannot thank you enough. The people of Biafra, our whole family all over the world, cannot thank you enough, and all of you, there will be the BNU, and of course, our national, our continental rep, hasten toward Engineer Irania, for all the wonderful work you people have been doing, the reason why you were born, the reason why you married that very beautiful wife, gave birth to those lovely children, is because of Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. And you will serve your country with all that you possess.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We are here. I thought that Ofoleta is able to be with me, but he comes and he goes. If he calls, please stay where you are. Ofoleta, stay where you are. When you call us, don't disengage. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Is that Director Nnamdi Kanu? Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Please, this is Chukwuemeka Nzurumike. I'm calling from Germany.
Thank you very much. Our national in Germany. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. I hope the line is clear still.
You are direct to the world. Please go ahead. We are live to the whole world. Even Obama is listening. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. First of all, thank you to the Theater Board of Radio Biafra for your wonderful work you are doing for your people. Thank you to all hardworking coordinators that are working hard and doing their job pretty well. I've never been that much annoyed, before than this very morning that this Nsanwachukwu had audacity to call the Radio Biafra and make some silly demands. This man is self-centered. This man is arrogant to the core. He has no right to call Radio Biafra and make any demand. Whatever he has found up here in Germany should be disbanded and dismantled. He has no right whatsoever. He is nobody. He has been disrupting what we've been doing. This guy has been a cancer in the body, and cancer is uprootable. We can uproot him. It is possible. And I'm going to say that our National Security Council here in Germany should convene and get stronger and stronger and penetrate any corner. Not only him and those who sent him, and whatever Okorocha is doing, whatever they want to run to, they should not smell Germany. We are going to destroy them. That one should be clear. This idea that a meeting should be convened in Spain, and then we should have a tea party in Spain or what? We are talking about getting Biafra today and today. And these guys are playing jokes. Can they see that this thing is working? Can they see that being upright is the right way to go? If they are seeing it, if they are no more blind, if they are waking up, why can't they be humble and raise up their hands raise their white flag and say, now we surrender, now we want to join. But we that are already in the movement, we that are already sacrificing, we that already understand that Biafra is our treasure, we are relenting, we cannot surrender. We are looking for Biafra, and nothing should stop us from looking for it. Mr. Nwachukwu, you are nobody. You are nobody.
count Biafrans, we are millions and millions and millions, and who are you? Who are you? You are nobody. You can't detect. And you have not even any right to open your mouth and talk to Mr. Nnamdi Kanu. He is our icon. He is the only word we hear, he is the eye we see, and you know why? Because he's upright. He is not a billionaire. Of course he wants billions, because somebody like him wants to compromise today, he wants billions. But you know what? He says, go away with your billions, I don't want your billion, I want Biafra. And that's the person we are following. We are not stupid. I'm also educated, if you think you're educated, Mr. Nwachukwu. We are not stupid. Some of us, we are gifted with discernment of spirit. And when we see Nnamdi Kanu talk, when we see his behavior, when we see his acts, we know this is the person to follow. And if you guys should be very honest with yourselves and dump your unnecessary words, the hunger for words, and join the crew, we shall all get the Biafra you're talking about. We can't get Biafra by convening in Spain and have a tea party there. What kind of plot are you trying to plot? Plot with who? You can't get what you want to get. Like Chick Eke said, I remember when he called you, when the director came here, he called you, I was in the same car, he asked you, can we meet? You've been playing games all along, and now you're calling for a tea party in Spain. What the hell are you talking about? That you are looking for won't work, because we are not stupid, I repeat that to you. And I tell you right now, we have our Security Council here. We can get to any corner of this country. We know we understand the terrain maybe better than you do. We understand the terrain. Go and tell Richard Sokolocha parading Islamic troops all around the whole Igbo land, all around the whole Biafra land. Have you not seen the bombs planted in the churches? Have you not seen the bomb that was supposed to go up in Enugu? How daft can you be? How daft can you be? Can't you see what is happening? Billionaire is after Russia because of money. But how long can you guys last? You're only human beings. How long can Russia last? What will take him away? Will take him away. Because we are serving Chukwu Abiyama. You guys came and paraded your APC. APC, do you know what APC is? APC is an Islamic agent for OIC. Their job is to Islamize us down to the coast of Africa, down to the coast of Atlantic Ocean. We are talking about the Bight of Biafra. You want Islamization to continue to the Bight of Biafra? Is that what you're looking for? And that's what APC stands for, my friend. And who paraded him the whole of Igbo land and got him 21 gun salute? Is it not Rocha Sokorocha? And you are here pretending you don't know him? Who is sponsoring you? Where do you get your money? Are you a millionaire in Germany? What job do you do? Coward like you. Get deep behind me, you're a Satan, my friend. So that your meeting will not convene in as much as we indigenous people of Biafra are concerned. That one is clear. So our PRO did mention yesterday about our Security Council convening today. Please, if you're a member of Security Council, do not fail to join. Do not fail to join the meeting today. It is not by accident. We just have been planning this. It's not something we just put together today because of you. Nwachukwu, you are nobody, you are a chef. And I'll go ahead to say our activity council have got a whole lot of jobs to do. We have a whole lot of plans this year and coming months. So activity council, you also have to meet together and convene together and come up with something good. And for those of you who are still holding your 350 defense fund, you can see the threats are growing up and growing up and growing up, skyrocketing. So we must please step up with our contribution. We have people in Biafra land. We have people who have asked to watch over the land for us. They are doing their job diligently well. They must not come on the air every day crying and begging for support. Some of those people doing well in abroad, and they left home to go and be the watchdog on our behalf. Because there are going to be most likely a coordinated attack in Biafra land if we are not careful. All the whole Hausa people all of a sudden trooping in Igbo land, what are they looking for? Do we have gold? We are less developed area in the whole of that country. Why are they looking for there? Do we have factories? All the factories are closed. Can't you ask yourselves what these guys are looking for in Igbo land? If we know Igbo land and Biafra land were to be very prosperous, why are we all in diaspora? We were not. That's why you should ask yourself, why are these guys being posted down to Biafra land? To do what? Setting up mosque everywhere. Setting up a mosque. Channel 12 of NTA keeps on calling people for Islamization. And this buffoon will come here and start telling us to have a tea party. When he knows he's being sponsored by Rocha Sokorocha, how dare you, Wachuku, get deep behind us. And if you're not careful, you'll be hunted down. Let me tell you, we are all ready for the job here. We are also ready to die. If you're not ready to die, we are ready to die to the core. Let me tell you, my friend. Director, I'm upset and I just want to drop
which is
one
unusual.
Here and I want
which
to
unusual.
Thank
you. You're a very calm, amiable man. For you to be upset takes quite a lot. But I can understand what you're saying. I can understand it very, very clearly. This is Radio Biafra. What you have said, of course, you are echoing the sentiment of other people as well. Apart from one person, Fred Onyali, who is saying that we should go to this meeting. Everybody said we shouldn't go to them. They can join us. They are free to join us. Those of them who are not part of the Rocha Sokorocha conspiracy, they are free to come and join us. This is Radio. People have been waiting for a very long time. My goodness. Oh, my dear Lord. Let us go to the line now. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You've been waiting for a very long time. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Nandi, good morning. It's Anichi on the line. I'm calling from Birmingham. Yeah, I'm at work, so I will not stay long.
Go ahead.
I listened to Wachuku. I heard what he said. I only want to tell you something. You see, when people wanted to break into the Great Wall of China, what they did was to bribe the people at the gate. I think people are not going to kill you. What they're going to do is that they will find a way of compromising you. And I think, good. And I think that is what Machuku is out to do. They want to see a way of compromising you. Because they've tried everything and it's not working. I want to tell you now, you see that Machuku was a guy. That guy is a devil. I don't know him. And I pray I meet him one day. Then I'll stand in his face to tell him he is a devil. So please do not attend any meeting because they do not have your interest at heart. These guys are all intent. They are. I am for peace. I want people to come together, but people must not come together under compromise, under evil. If you are going to come together with anybody, let it be that somebody is working for you. Is working in agreement with what you believe in. If you allow these people called the people, they're going to compromise you. They are working tirelessly. I have always believed one thing. If I cannot do anything for Biafra, I will not work against Biafra. If anybody does not do anything for Biafra and he stays on his own, I prefer it. I have problem with people that work against the interest of Biafran people. These are the people I hate, and these are the people I do not want to have anything against. Anybody who ever supported APC, anybody behind Rogers can never be my friend. I do not have anything to do with that. Nothing. Except the person returns. I can tell you these people, they have not repented. And they are working tirelessly, day and night, to see how they can compromise you. That's all I want to. I want to tell you that Machuku is a devil, and you must be careful with him. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. People are calling us from everywhere, all over the world. Our lines are going crazy. I do no longer. I don't know which one to take anymore and which one to leave, to be honest. Even some people, I promise to call back. They cannot get through on the line. I don't know what is happening. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good afternoon.
Good morning from here. Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
My name is Chigozie Achusem. I'm from Okititi in Idemri Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm by the special grace of God, the new coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra in Pakistan.
In Pakistan. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. We are also in Pakistan. Go ahead.
Director.
Yes, madam.
I could not believe what that guy called this money to say. They say wonders shall never cease to end. The day Radio Biafra was not on air, my PRO called me, said, just listen to these people. I say, who? He say, one voice of what Biafra. I say, another Biafra. I say, yes. Director, when I listen to this thing, these guys could not make any point. They keep on talking, Nandekano, Uchemefo, Nandekano. And one of our brother called from Senegal. I start to ask him, you are not making points. Why are you just attacking Nandekano, Nandekano, Nandekano? And you are talking of Biafra, and you are not making any point. You know, this guy, even I saw him on, because they put a TV something. He was sitting like an idiot on that chair. The way they are talking, the what they are discussing, the same guy, this, even, don't use that name, Machuku, because it's not Machuku. It's Mwekwensu. The same guy was saying that Nandekar is a lawyer, is a liar. He collected money from people for transmitter. Okay, where is the transmitter? That we should ask Nandekano to show us the transmitter. What is what Nandekano say? They went on a satellite. That a satellite, you can launch a satellite with £700. Then the guy tell you, then you launch it if it is easy. Now the same guy now is calling, asking our able director to sit with him. Is he not this idiot that when you went to Germany, you were asking where he is? He could not show his face.
That is
true. And now he's, believe you me, director, if I am not addicted to Radio Biafra, listening to that guy that day, I will be confused. But when I have been listening to him, I'm a full member of Radio Biafra. But when I listen to that guy that I say, what is going on? This guy has been talking without making any single tangible point. Today he's denying knowing Okorocha. What do you think we are? To have meeting with him. Then that day he will become a ghost again. It's not possible. There is something I want to tell our people. I know many people have said a lot of things. No need of having meeting with these people. They should not turn Biafra like churches of today. This one will open his own. This one will open his own. As if it is a business. Biafra is not a business. Biafra is a nation. You know, people should understand, because this is what happened in the church. I asked them, churchgoers, when Yeshua come, did he open his own church? No. Later, he went to that synagogue, he saw what was wrong there, and he used a whip and drove them away, those people doing business in his father's house. So these people now who is opening this branch, this, they should disband those things and come to Radio Biafra. And when they come, they should bring their own opinion. Then we will listen to them. As for having meeting with this idiot, it's not possible. So I thank you very much, director. Not on Biafran side, because I say I will not thank you. Like I say, let nobody thank me until Biafra come. But I thank you because you picked my call this morning. Because otherwise, I will be very, very angry throughout the day because of what this idiot have said. But I thank you very much for picking my call this morning. And I want to use this opportunity to tell my people in Pakistan, we are having our general meeting, first general meeting of the month, coming Sunday, this Sunday. And I want them to come because we need to pay our own monthly due. Please, every Biafrans in Pakistan, don't fail to come this meeting. It's very, very important. Thank you very much, director. And more greetings to your elbow.
Thank you, my greetings brother. Thank you for that, from all the way from Pakistan. We're even in Pakistan as well, regardless. The caller we have on the phone will be our last caller. We'll continue this conversation during our PM broadcast if you wish to continue carrying it forward, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Go ahead. The world is
yeah, here. Director. My name is Peter Ewuze. I'm calling from Cork, Ireland, Republic of Ireland.
Yes, madam. Please go ahead.
Director,
I thank you so much. God bless you, Director. And I thank God for Johnny Mercy all the way from Norway back to England.
He said, we praise him because he's God.
Yeah, yes, Lord. Director, please, you know, sometimes I don't normally like to call because I have to give other people a chance to call. This morning, I'm very, very upset. This man that called and want to have a meeting with you in Spain, all the way from Germany to Spain, Director, we are not going to have any meeting with these people. He cannot go and join the Biafra in Germany. He cannot attend the meeting with our brother that make appointment with him. This is the same man when we are in Germany that is talking rubbish. Director, we are not going to have meeting with these people. I'm tired of these people calling our radio. This is time we will not, nobody should mention that delay anymore in this radio. These people want to distract what we are doing. They are plotting. They are planning to invite you in Spain, all the way in Spain, because they know we have our embassy in Spain. They cannot get you. Biafra is a spirit, and yourself, Nnamdi Kanu, is a spirit as well. Oh, Ikuku Kibu. Every evil they plan against you will never prevail, Director. Please, Director. I'm short of words. We cannot go this meeting. We cannot attend this meeting. He wants to put Uche in there. He wants to put the other person. He wants to bring people head and jam together. It will not work for him. Let him go to hell with his meeting. Which kind of meeting? Biafra war. Ofonyo Shiroha. We cannot come and, after all this while we have done, then we'll come to the table to discuss with you. Which people? Which group? No group is bigger than Biafra. If they want to join us, they come and join us, like our brother said in Germany. They will close their own chapter, disband it, and come single and join us. They are not coming here. We are not taking them. He know Rogers. Who don't know Rogers? This man is working with Bile, and he's telling us now he don't know Rogers. I mean, he don't know Okorocha. You know, everybody's complaining about this man in Germany. Let him stay on his own. If he cannot help, if he cannot do anything for Biafra, let him stay. We don't need him. They have their own radio. We don't call them. Every time they keep on calling us, because now they see that everything is going well. Everything is moving. God is with us. Chukwudema is with us. And now they want to come and take part of it. They thought we were having millions. They want to come in and share the money. Where are they when we did that set of men? When this is going rough, where are they? Now they want to come and reap where they didn't sow. It can't happen. Director, indigenous people of Biafra will not attend any meeting with anybody. Instead, anybody who wants to come whenever we have our rally, let him come. We're having a rally in Spain. Let him come and follow us and march. These kind of people, we should be careful be staying around them because they are agents of darkness. That's what I want to say because, in fact, I'm very, very annoyed this morning. And I thank God I get your life. May God bless you and bless your family. And bless all you do.
And yours as well. Thank you very much. On that note, we bring to a close our proceedings this morning. We shall continue this evening. This program will be uploaded as quickly as possible. But before I do so, I believe the reformer is with me. Is that correct?
Yes, I am here. Good evening. Good evening from here, Director. Good morning, everybody, anywhere you are in the world. My name is Chukwu, the reformer. I'm calling from Australia. Director, what I want to say is I had a word a lot of people said. And from my own opinion, I don't think they are sincere. Because he's the same guy that you went to meet in Germany. He didn't show up. How do they have a change of heart overnight? And plus all the rubbish they have been talking about, although it doesn't matter, everybody's entitled to his own opinion. But the area I'm looking at it is, I don't see any genuine intention. Because before you call a meeting, unification or whatever to see the way to go forward, you have to actually come out openly and confess what you have done wrong. And said, acknowledge it. I want to, if we can come together to fix it, then that's a different thing. but not being able to attend the meeting, so many meeting, our people in Germany has booked with him. He didn't show up. Out of a sudden, calling this morning to say if we can attend the meeting. For me, it's like a trap. It's a trap. I think then they need to do a lot before even any of those things to show genuinely they really want change. And I think I'm seeing it because of the letter they have wrote that was leaked, that was published on Radio Biafra website. Of the evil plan they're planning against us, every step we make, they go behind us and try to counter it and destroy it.
They were telling the U.S. government that I'm a terrorist. They claim they are Biafrans. They are telling you, somebody who claims he's a Biafran is writing to U.S. government to tell them that I am a terrorist, that IPOB is a terrorist organization. Can you believe such rubbish?
Yeah, so I don't see any genuine and sincere from them, except if this man, Nwachukwu, is walking alone. But I don't see any genuine. I'm just seeing it as a trap to cover up. And again, to say, oh, we come on the air, say, let's work together, and RBA rejected. These are the game, because they are into game. They want to play game with our people. And I pity for those who will fall for their own words.
Anybody
yes,
that knows
I will encourage know, everyone, don't take change. Anything from them serious.
They know we don't change now. Anybody yes, who so, thinks we change, the person is deranged. We don't change.
Yes, again, Director, another thing I will encourage you to remind our people, he said the atonement, the October 3rd, is approaching.
You have to put it, please. It needs to go on our website. I need to write something on it. I need something, or somebody can, who is more spiritual than myself, should write something on it so that we can put it up, please, on the website about our October the 3rd. You have to pray on that very day. It's a day of atonement. We need to pray every zone. We are filled with activities here. If you think that you can just come to Biafra by saying Biafra, Biafra, Biafra will come, you're mistaken. We are going to pray on the 3rd of October on a day of atonement. On that very day, we shall ask Chukwa Biama to wash away all our iniquities. Make us Biafrans and not Nigerians. Remove every shred of Nigeria from our body that we may be worthy to be called your children once again. On the 3rd of October, we do that. Here we are straightforward. Here we are very honest. Here we are the children of the Most High God, Chukwa Biama. And here we speak the truth, the whole of it, and nothing but the truth. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And God bless you. I was hoping to speak to Ezemba, but he is no longer there. Please, if he has anything to say, he must do so by calling us now before I proceed to a closure. Even HMFO is also trying to call. This is Radio Biafra. A lot of people are trying to get through, but we have to continue this very conversation in the evening. Please, if you have something important to say, Ezemba said that he has something important to say to me, and I'm waiting to hear from him. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, please, you need to acknowledge, you need to accept very graciously that we are here to do one work and one work alone, that is to restore Biafra. We have him now on the line. Please, can you go ahead? Go ahead.
Hello, great man, Seth.
Yes, go ahead.
Can please. You hear me?
I can hear loud and clear, so it's the whole world.
Okay, very well. Please.
Go ahead. Ezemba, I cannot hear you anymore. Hello? We cannot hear you anymore. You are no longer there. HMFO, can you hear me? I do not believe this. We proceed to a closure. Oh my goodness me. We have lost our connection. We have lost it completely. Radio Biafra, we have lost our connection. That is the problem. We have lost it. But we are going to reconnect. We are going to reconnect. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. We are trying to reconnect. We are trying to reconnect. But can you hear me?
Hello, sir.
My dear brother, good morning from here. Go ahead, please, your name and where you are.
Yes, sir. My name is Stanley Chinedu. I'm coming from Dubai.
From Dubai, please go ahead. From Dubai, please go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for the work you are doing for your country, your people.
Thank you.
Also, I'm very happy the way you reply after you give that guy. In fact, and what happened this morning, one side, I'm also happy. I'm very, very happy. It showed me that in New Biafra, even the people in power, they don't have the finances.
Yes.
Because I think that if all the people are expect that you should go to the meeting, you will go. Am I right, sir?
Of course, immediately. If you say I should go, I will go. Of course, I have to go. Who am I? The people of Biafra decides what happens. If they say I should go, I will go.
Yeah. And for the fact that people say that you should not go, and that's why you said no. So I'm very, very happy. It comes to show me that even in New Biafra, the common people will have seen.
Yes, the final...
Whatever they say, I say whatever they say, as long as it's a good one, you will be taken on board. So I'm very, very, very happy. I'm very, very happy. And as a bad guy that called, he's not genuine at all.
Why do you say he's not genuine? Why is everybody saying he's not genuine? Why do you say that?
And I said, you asked him a simple question. He told me that he didn't know social also people and said yes. And when I asked him about the Rita Sikorota, he started hearing, the tone of his voice changed. And he told him that Uchimoto and the three other people are here. When a particular man told you that he should bring Rita Sikorota into the struggle. And he told him to go and ask this person. It's a very simple logic. If I were in position, I will go ask the person and come back to you. That guy is very tricky. And I thank God the way you answered him. And secondly, Director, I think it's a high time that we in the background should give you a word of love based on the level of wisdom the Lord has given to you and what you have accomplished for your people.
Okay.
I think the high time that we should give you a kind of award to show appreciation. Because
you're very kind, my dear brother. You are. I can hear you very well. Thank you very much, my dear brother. You
I'm
are
very
kind. Very, very kind. I'm bless you. May the good Lord bless you. We proceed very hastily to the end of our program this very day, this very fine morning. It's been a very beautiful morning. If people can come and they wish to join us, they should go and join us individually. Come and join us. Or you can bring your group and come and join us, but you must collapse and join the indigenous people of Biafra, wherever you are. Because here we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Here we do what is right before God and before mankind. Here we march ahead relentlessly in order to ensure the coming of Biafra. We don't hate anybody. We despise those that work with Hausa Fulani people. That's all. This is Radio Biafra from me here. Always remember that this Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra, this very citadel, this very temple of truth is where we shall continue to worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. He is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your family. But more importantly, this same God, Chukwu Abiama, will surely bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And from me here in London, good morning.